Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School. We're going to talk right now with head coach Brian Nay. Good to see you and your guys, sir.
Yeah, great to be here. Beautiful night for football.
I tell you what, you entered this ball game here. You got a successful program going. I got to mention, you used to be the OC at Decatur Central. You moved back around the Lafayette area. How's family like that?
Yeah, loves it. We're actually from the Indianapolis area, and we moved to Lafayette just kind of sight unseen, and it's been great. Love the program. Love working at the school, and love these boys.
How old are your kids now?
Oh, man, 9, 7, and 3.
That's excellent. I got to mention, you're a Mooresville graduate. You went to Franklin, played for the Grizzlies. What position did you play?
Played receiver for under Mike Leonard.
That'd be pretty fun. I got to mention, you're here with Tipton tonight. I got to mention, offensively, Evan Deanhart playing the slot. He's a senior. Baylor Smith, also a senior. He'll run the football. And T.J. Bell will snap the ball. He'll play defensive end.
Yeah. We're excited about our squad and, anxious for kickoff.
You're going to have Bobby Nestor. You got a new quarterback. You got to mention Clark Barrett. Did he go to Marion and play quarterback there?
Yeah, he's playing quarterback at Marion. We're really, really proud of that. And, looking forward to seeing what he does in his career.
Absolutely. And got to mention him. LaRocca Field back home in Lafayette. Bermuda grass right here. Got to mention Tipton put this synthetic field turf in. Do you have a preference?
Definitely turf. Yeah, love it. It's beautiful. You never have to paint it. You can practice on it. It's great. Yeah, they did a great job with their turf.
Coach, I got to mention you're 2-2, but yet you are number 10 in the coaches poll this week and number 12 in the media poll. So what, you guys play some competition?
Yeah, we do. We expect a lot out of our squad, and we look to compete. And we didn't take those losses too well, and we're hoping to get the mojo back tonight.
Coach, thank you very much. Thank you. That is Coach Brian Nay. So, he had everything under control there. He was talking with us. We're going to talk right now with head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils, Coach Aaron Toll. Beautiful night for football, sir.
Yep, another great Friday night in Indiana. Got another really good opponent coming into our place. And, hopefully we put a great performance out there tonight.
I got to mention, if you think about the points per game average, Central Cap is 29.5. You guys, 29.
Yep, we didn't get any last week, so, might be a little skewed. They played a very tough schedule at this point. They played West Lafayette. They played Garen Catholic. So, to average 29 points a game against opponents like that, we certainly got our hands full. We're going to have to be on our toes. We're going to have to play. Going to have to keep playing at a higher level because teams keep getting better.
I looked at Max Press, and they have five categories: rushing per game, passing per game, total yards per game, tackle per game, quarterback sacks. And I'm not going to mention Tipton Blue Devils are the winner of three of those categories. They are rushing per game, tackles per game, and quarterback sacks.
Numbers are nice, and I know they help you a lot, but I think strength of schedule is going to play a part tonight, and this is a very, very proud program that's on our opposite sideline tonight. I didn't think I'd ever be able to say this, but we've been able to beat them four straight times, twice each of the last 2 years, so I'm sure we got a pretty hungry, motivated team over there, but again, we really worked on ourselves this week. Kind of said, hey, this is we're a young football team. But we think, if we can get better every week, we just kind of, we're approaching it not necessarily who we play every Friday. Let's get better every week. And maybe in 6 weeks, we can be a contender in that sectional, which is always our goal.
Coach, you mentioned you beat them the last four times. I got to mention this. First time you beat them, it was +26. Second time was +20. Third time was +15. And the last time you beat him is +14. We'll go on to Eli Carter. Eli Carter last week, he was in on a lot of tackles from the free safety.
I had 20 tackles last week. We couldn't get him going on offense, but that's what I told him. I said, we don't have a lot of offensive highlights for you tonight, but we certainly got a defensive highlight film, and to have 20 tackles and over 30 tackle points. He played a whale of a ball game last week.
But you're going to see Baylor Smith in the backfield tonight. He's 5'9", 197. I got to mention, last year, he probably had more power than he does now. I got to mention, he's probably missing a step this year.
I believe he's a 3-year starter running back. They've got a very big offensive line. I think they average about 250 across the front. A 200-pound running back with 2 years experience. So I think they are running the football a little bit more, which makes them even more difficult to contain.
Chris, last thing I'll mention, they've got a quarterback stepping in from Clark Barrett's position. Bobby Metzger, he wears number 10, 6'1", 143. But he seems to get the job done, but he is a sophomore.
He is a sophomore, but Coach Nay coaches him very, very well. And, you know, he's got a lot of weapons around him. They've always got they always put four wideouts out there that are very, very good and catch the ball extremely well and run good routes. And so you put a sophomore in there, but if you surround him with, you know, much like Vince last year, you put a lot of skill guys around him, then that makes his job a lot easier.
Coach, I thank you. We're going to walk this way, and we'll walk back off the surface. Coach Aaron Cole giving us some time right here. Coach Nay, Brian Nay giving us some time. We're going to walk back up in the booth. It's going to be loud. They got the rock and roll jamming tonight. A little bit of AC/DC right now. And you know they can rock. So we'll walk back up this direction. We'll go in the press box. And we'll go up above there, and we'll talk a little bit about this ball game before it happens. We'll walk this direction. We'll walk through the press box right now. We'll walk up the ladder. And we'll talk about Central Catholic as they do the Chipson Blue Devils. Right here on the 16th day of September. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. No question. Both teams are still out on the field. They're getting some time-ups done. They're working amongst themselves. Group settings. We've got the receivers. Quarterbacks throwing passes. Blue Devils going through time-ups. Field looks marvelous. We did ask that question to Coach Brian Nay about Bermuda grass or synthetic field turf. He said synthetic field turf is his preference. A lot of folks think that way. Well, mention Scott Mannering. We asked him that question about 3 years ago, and he also said that he doesn't prefer to have synthetic field turf. They're still playing on grass right there at Twin Lakes High School. We're going to take a minute right now. We're going to plug in a headset. Please, one moment. Okay. I think Ashley Robinson is here. I think she'll probably do our football tonight. At halftime, we'll talk about that then. But right now, we're going to talk about this ball game Friday night. First, we'll talk about both schools. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They have a school enrollment of 298. They're Class 2A, Sectional 34. There are seven teams in that sectional. They are Lewis Cass. They're currently 4-0. Followed up by Lafayette Central Catholic at 2-2. Benton Central, they're 2-2. Rochester, the Zebras, are 4-0. Winnemac, they're 1-3. Delphi, 0-4. And Seeger, 2-2. We'll mention the principal at Lafayette Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. He's a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Nate Deno. We'll let you know Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by phone at 765-474-2496. That'll bring you in right to the athletic office. Well, mention on the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at lccknights. That's singular, K-N-I-G-H-T,
FB for football. They wear the Cowboys navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the West Division. Hoosier Conference, they have 10 teams. Now, we'll mention, they have, we'll talk about that with the Blue Devils. I'd also like to mention the athletic trainer at Central Catholic High School is Sarah Igo. We'll also mention that back in the Bermuda grass, natural grass at Lafayette, Central Catholic, that's Paul J. LaRocca Field. But we'll remind you that Central Catholic currently 2-2. They're 0-1 in the West Division. They average 29.5 per game to give up an average of 33.3. As Coach Cole mentioned, averages don't mean a whole lot. It's just something for me to say, and he's right. We'll also mention the coach of Central Catholic Knights is Coach Brian May. He's working in year number 5, 32-21. He went to high school at Mooresville, 2001 graduate. He went to college at Franklin, 2006 graduate. Next game on the agenda for Lafayette Central Catholic going to happen on Friday, September 23rd. That's next Friday. It'll be Rick Collier Central at Central Catholic. That'll be an 8 p.m. start. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils have a school enrollment of 454. They're in Class 2A, Sectional 36. 8 teams in their sectional. They are Alexandria, they're currently 3-1. Eastbrook, they're currently 3-1. Eastern Comets, they're currently 3-1. Franklin Eagles are 2-2. Tipton, they're currently 2-2. Bluffton, they're 2-2. Blackford High School, they're 0-4. And Elwood, also 0-4. Those are the 8 teams in sectional 36. We'll mention the principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernand, and the athletic trainer is Burke Emmerts. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, it's at Blue Devil, that's spelled out, _FB. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. As mentioned, there are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. Here are the current standings in the East. At the top, it's Lewis Cass. They're 4-0 on the season. They're 1-0 in the East Division. Hamilton Heights, they're 3-1 on the season. They're 1-0 in the East Division. The Western Panthers, they're 1-3. And I got a phone call I need to take. One moment, please. Oh. Hi. Okay, I'm on the air. Come on up. I'm on the air. I'm on top of the press box. I'm going to go. Yeah, okay. Okay. We'll get back to that, and we'll also mention the Western Panthers. Western Panthers are currently 1-3, 1-0 in the East. Tipton Blue Devils are 2-2. They're 0-1 in the East. Northwestern Tigers, they're 1-3. They're 0-1 in the East. In the West Division, 4-0. That's West Lafayette. They're also 1-0 in the West Division. Rensselaer Central, they're 3-1. They're 1-0 in the West Division. Benton Central, they're 2-2. They're 0-1 in the West. Central Catholic, they're 2-2. They're 0-1 in the West. And Twin Lakes, they're 1-3. They're 0-1 in the West Division. We'll also mention the Tipton Blue Devils are currently 2 wins, 2 losses. They're currently 0-1 in the East Division. Head coach is Aaron Cole. Aaron Cole, 131 wins, 68 losses in the 18th year. Will Mickney went to high school at Tipton, graduated in 1990. College at Indiana University, graduated in 1995. Next game on the agenda is going to be Friday. Next Friday, the 23rd, Tipton will be at Northwestern. We're going to unplug right here. We'll be, just one moment, please.
Hey, we're up in the booth. We're going to talk to Coach Tim Bordenay. Coach Bordenay, thanks for meeting us up here.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Well, you probably had some baseball with your son. I think that's fun.
Yeah, just got to watch him play about five or six innings, and it's always nice to get back out on the diamond and watch a little baseball on a beautiful day like this.
Was he shortstopping it?
He was. He was playing shortstop, and did a nice job today.
I tell you what, we're going to walk back this right here in the back. I got some notes here, if you don't mind. We're going to mention Central Catholic Knights. They won the Hoosier Conference this year, baseball. You're the baseball coach. You got to mention, you've been 25 years. Is that true?
It is. Been there 25 years, 32 years coaching baseball overall.
That's excellent. I got to mention Coach Bordenay. You got your 8th state title in Class 1A this year. I got to mention, next year, 2023, you're going for the goal of the 2A title.
No, actually, we're back in 1A. We had thought we might be. We're right on the borderline. The enrollment figures came out last week, and we're still in 1A for another 2 years.
That's all right. We'll be there. It'll be a good job. Say what, the final game you went against Tecumseh, 4-1 victory. That was on the 18th of June. You were a Victory Field. You're familiar with Victory Field.
Yeah, we've had a lot of nice memories there, and been fortunate to come out on top 8 times in the final game, and really, really, really happy this past year with the group of guys that we had. A lot of hard work went into that, and we overcame a lot of adversity and did it with a relatively young group. So really excited about what we have coming back, and hopefully we have another run in us next spring.
Starters out of your 10 starters coming back.
Yeah, well, you know, we're fortunate. We had a lot of experience, big game experience coming back, and as you know, the hardest thing to do in sports is repeat and stay hungry and stay humble, and that's going to be our message here going into the preseason. Is we got to stay humble, and we've got to be hungrier than we were last year.
Kevin Wright, Ben Wright's son, 6'8", Warriors. Warren Central, he won the 6A title 4 times in a row.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, you have to have great kids and kids that buy into what you're trying to do. And we're fortunate at Central Catholic to have that. And really look forward to having the guys come back this year.
And I'm going to finish up with this. You talk about adversity. June 11th, we went to LaPorte High School. That I kind of thought that was the final game, and you disagreed.
Well, it was definitely we had our backs against the wall and overcame a very tough situation, especially there in the bottom of the seventh with tie ball game and leadoff triple, and had to wiggle out of that situation and get it to extra innings. And we're fortunate to score 5 in the top of the eighth. And then that was a tough ball game, but so was the next week at Tecumseh. And just like we have a lot coming back, they have their entire team coming back. They did not have any seniors.
All right, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Here, we're going to take a breather right here. I need you to help. We're going to take a breather right here. Coach Bordenay, we're going to take a breather right here. I want you to help me. One moment, please. On the t-shirts right there. We're getting ready for the national anthem. Going to be here momentarily. We're going to plug back in. One moment, please. They're getting ready to have the national anthem. Tipton Blue Devil Band.
out on the 50-yard line, just in front of the logo, right there. They're going to play some music to start out with. That'll be good. We'll have the national anthem coming up right now. And Paula back home says this about you. So we'll get back to football now. Baseball season is around the corner. We're going to have basketball season prior to that. So we do thank you for tuning in. And again, we'll mention, ladies and gentlemen, we are at Tipton High School, Tipton Sports Complex. Welcome to tonight's Education Base varsity football game. The Lafayette Central Catholic Knights at the Tipton Blue Devils. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net and Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for Put Me In Sports since 2008. So they're working right there on the football field. The band sounded good, and I'm getting some action done right there. So we'll get back to the ball game. First, we'll talk about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference last week, September the 9th. That was week four. Here are the results. 7 o'clock start. It was Benton Central at Western. Western got the win, 49-12. Another 7 o'clock start, Hamilton Heights at Northwestern. Hamilton Heights got the win, 55-20. 7:30 contest, Central Catholic traveled to West Lafayette High School, just across town. And we'll mention West Lafayette got the win, 52-21. A 7 o'clock start last week right here at Tipton High School. And Tipton High School, we'll mention Lewis Cass, 21. Tipton did not score. 7:30 contest last week, Rensselaer at Twin Lakes, a West Division matchup. Rensselaer got the win, 34-7. Well, maybe that's two East matchups, two West matchups, and one cross conference. We're going to set this down for the national anthem. We'll come back, talk about game night tonight in the Hoosier Conference. Man, I say, what? That's never sounded better. They just don't miss a note. Sounded wonderful. And I will go ahead and finish. Who's your conference game night tonight? This is week 5, August 16th. 7 o'clock start tonight, Central Catholic at 2-2. They're right here with Tipton. Tipton also 2-2. 7 o'clock start, 1-3 Northwestern. They are at 4-0 Lewis Cass. Another 7 o'clock start. It's 1-3. Twin Lakes. They are at 2-2 Benton Central. 8 o'clock start tonight. 4-0 West Lafayette. They are at Rensselaer. Rensselaer Central. Currently 3-1. Another 7 o'clock start tonight. 1-3 Western. They are at 3-1 Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights homecoming. That's two Hoosier East matchups, two West matchups, in one Hoosier cross-conference game. Game clock rolling down to 5 minutes. Fans still out on the surface, sounding pretty good. Pretty good group of fans here. Going to witness this high school football game. Ought to be pretty good. We'll also mention about the New Earth Festival. It's going to be September 24th and 25th. They're going to have over 600 vendors. They'll have unique arts, crafts, collectibles, and culinary delights in a local farmer's market to tempt your palate. They'll have free entertainment featuring Cook and Bell. That'll be Saturday night. And Jai Baker on Sunday. Stage will be sponsored by Hamilton County Commissioner Mark Fairbrand. We'll also mention they'll have interactive learning. They'll have public safety and health awareness. Area sponsored by Hamilton County Commissioner Christine Altman. And they'll also have a free kid zone. A free kid zone ought to be good for the younger generation. That's the Atlanta Earth Festival. It's going to happen the 24th and 25th of September. Just keep in mind, that's the last weekend of each September. So check that out. The town will be all blocked off. You'll get to roam the town with them without any problem whatsoever. So both teams getting ready to enter the field of play. Tipton's in the end zone. Out in front of the team right there is Vince Hoover, their quarterback, about the 3-yard line. Central Catholic Knights coming out of their locker room. They got a separate locker room, Jason, from us. We are on the 50-yard line. We have a very good vantage point right here for football games. Lafayette Central Catholic coaching staff to our right. Tipton Blue Devil staff to our left. So here comes Central Catholic, going to bring the flag out in front of them. American flag and a Central Catholic flag. I'll let you know, Central Catholic, they have 60 players on their roster. They have 14 seniors, 13 juniors, 17 sophomores, and 16 freshmen. The Tipton Blue Devils, they have 43 on their roster. They have 10 seniors, 9 juniors, 11 sophomores, and 13 freshmen. So they're introducing the lineup right there. Sam Klein jogging out to midfield. So they're working them out right there. We'll mention a little bit about the coaches poll. We talked about the coaches poll with Coach May. We mentioned Central Catholic in the coaches poll. They're number 10 in the coaches poll. They're number 12 in the media poll. At the top this week, through week four, this is Class 2A coaches poll. We'll mention that number one is Linton Stockton. They're 4-0. If you don't know where Linton, Indiana is, you should find out. Pat Spencer, just go 67 right there, and you'll run into it. You got to turn right on 54. And it's a pretty good place to go fishing. Strip pits are right there. More than 50 of the strip pits, you can find some bass right there, and that's a good place to go. At number two, it's Andrean. Andrean, they're 2-2. Number three is Indianapolis Cecina. They're 4-0. Number four is LaVille. LaVille, they're 4-0. Eastbrook Panthers, they dropped just a little bit. They're number five in the media poll also. They're 3-1. Number six, that's Fort Wayne Lures. The Lures are 2-2. At number seven, it's Evansville Modern Day. They're 2-2. At number eight, it's Heritage Christian. They're 3-1. Number nine is Triton Central. 3-1. Number 10, Lafayette Central Catholic. They're 2-2. As mentioned, they're number 12 in the media poll. Number 11 is Lewis Cass. They're 4-0. And they're number 10 in the media poll. We'll also mention number 12, Eastside 2-2. Number 13, Alexandria. Alexandria having a good season. They're 3-1. They are number 15 in the media poll. Number 14, that's Brownstown Central. Brownstown Central, they're 3-1. Brownstown Central at number 14. Number 15 is Eastern Thomas. Eastern Thomas, they're 3-1. They're number 15. They are number 18 in the media poll. They'll talk briefly about their Class 1A notables. Well worth mentioning. We'll mention Coach Steve Stern, North Decatur Chargers. He's 4-0. Their team has not been scored upon yet. They're number 5 in the coaches poll, number 5 in the media poll. And the Sheridan Blackhawks. That's Coach Bud Wright. They're currently 3-1. They're 13 in the coaches poll, 13 in the media poll. That's Coach Larry Bud Wright. They're going to let us know that the cost was misjudged. Didn't call it right. That was Central Catholic. They defer, and Tipton's going to elect to receive. Tipton's going to receive from the south, go to the north, and Central Catholic will kick away from the scoreboard. A little bit more about Coach Bud Wright. He's got 9 state titles right there at Sheridan High School. He's working in year number 57 for the Sheridan Blackhawks. He's the winningest coach in the state of Indiana. 438 wins, 205 losses. Now, that's at Sheridan. In his 58th year overall, 439 and 208. He started out his first year. A lot of people might not know. He was the coach at North Miami, a little bit north of here. So that's Coach Larry Bud Wright having a good season. And I'm getting ready for football right here. Blue Devils and the Knights huddled up inside their own numbers, opposite sides of the field. Vancouver going to stretch out a little bit. Vancouver going to play the quarterback position. He's back to wearing number 2. Last week he wore 87. Eli Carter wore number 2 last week. He's back to his regular blue jersey, wearing number 87. The Blue Devils wearing the blue jersey up top. They're kind of a royal blue. They're wearing white pants. And I will mention the Central Catholic Knights wearing all white. Blue Devils with the blue helmets. They see devils across them. And the Central Catholic Knights wearing the silver helmets. LCC, they kind of adopted a new logo. Pretty nice looking. LCC. In bold lettering. It might even be italicized. There comes the kick. Kick off and be short kick. They're bounced one time. They're stay right there on 25. Picked up by Eli Carter to get out to the 35-yard line. That kick right there was from Mikey Stapleton. He's a freshman, 5'10", 143. Where's number 4? Look, Blue Devil's going to put the ball in play at their own 35-yard line. So they'll work it from there. They'll break huddle. 4 seconds off the clock for the return. First play from scrimmage for the Blue Devils. They got an I formation. Under center is Vancouver. They got a twin left side. They're going to run it forward. It's going to be Vancouver moving the pile. It's a rugby scrum, and he'll pick up 5. So Vancouver going to pick up 5. Kind of reminds you of a Jet Engel type of play. Jet Engel ran the ball quite often there at Western, ran the ball quite often at Eastbrook. It's been a couple of years ago. Quarterback at Western pretty much ran the ball the whole game. Could be spotted right here at the 40-yard line, just inside the right hash, under center, Vancouver. Slot to the right. Vancouver going to take the ball again. He'll pick up 4, maybe 5. He's going to be close to a first down. They get off ground there, and they'll spot it at about 9 yards from the original stick. Going to be an illegal procedure. Did see that flag. It's laying right there on the 40-yard line. That's thrown by the East line judge. So they'll back up 5, and they'll start again. Right there, it'll be 2nd down and 10. So they move it back to the original line of scrimmage. After the kickoff, they're going to roll the clock. Clock moving, 11:12 left here in the first quarter. First possession of the ball game. Blue Devils with the football. They're working from the right hash. Under center, Vince Hoover, I formation. Dotting the I, Eli Carter, he'll get the handoff. They pick up seven. Burst of speed right there. Vince Hoover, three verses out. Handed to Eli Carter. He's going to pick up seven. It's going to bring up a third down and three. Central Cap is working with that four-man front defensively. Right there at the nose is 6'3", A.D. Schaefer, 6'2", 253. At a tackle position, 6 foot, 265, that's number 54, Will Spencer. He's a sophomore, under center, I formation. Hoover calling the cadence. He'll reverse out again and give it to Eli Carter. He might get a gain of one. He's going to be stopped about 2 yards short. They're going to say no gain. They'll put the ball down right there. East line judge, west line judge. They're going to get him a gain of about half a yard. Tipton Blue Devils are going to send out their punting units. So they'll line up right there. Fourth down, three. The illegal procedure, kind of a bummer right there on the first possession. They'll line up in punt formation. 12 yards deep is Levi Burkett. Mahaney is going to go right side. Good snap, good boot. They get a spiral. It'll climb. It's going to get over the head. It's going to be picked up at the 7. On the return, Central Catholic will get out to the 12, maybe the 13-yard line. And a very good punt off the foot of Levi Birkin pins them inside the 20. Birkin had a couple of those last week. Birkin can absolutely punt the football. He plays offense, defense. He plays the right outside linebacker on defense. We'll see him out there. And on offense, he's playing the offensive line. He wears number 60. He's a senior. Baylor Smith in the backfield going for the shotgun. Metzger, he's going to hand off to Baylor Smith. He'll dive it forward to get out to about the 11-yard line. He's going to pick up three. It's going to bring up a second down and 7. So they're working right there, and they go with tempo offense. They're not huddling. Central Catholic, synonymous for that. We're going to move again in the backfield. One back, but it's Baylor Smith. He'll get the handoff once again. He'll fake it. He'll bounce outside. He wanted to go three-hole. It was plugged up. He went outside seven-hole. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. He's going to get a gain, but not a whole lot. He's going to pick up maybe three. It's going to be third down and 5, somewhere in that vicinity. Clock moving. He's out of bounds run. Absolutely stopped the clock at 8:55. Shotgun formation again. Baylor Smith. They got trips to the right. Pass play. Left flat. Caught. Might have caught him behind the line. Line to gain. Might not have been gained. So pass play connects. And they're going to look at this. And they're going to say it got a first down. Pass play just got enough. Central Catholic going to line up at the line of scrimmage. They're going to slot right. They got Owen Munn split out right side. Jackson Kane in the slot. They'll go deep motion with Deanhart. They'll hand off to Baylor Smith. They'll run it forward. He might pick up at 11. They're going to stop him maybe at 9 yards. The west line judge. They're gonna take a look at that. They're gonna say this is first down. Once again, they'll move the chain. 8:16 on the game clock. Play clock at 25. Shotgun formation. Pass play, right flat. Deanhart. They'll pick up a block by Jackson Kane. Might have been a block in the back. They're gonna call it. Block in the back. Jackson Kane put a small block right there on Eli Carter. So they're going to back it up 10. I'm not sure right there. They threw the flag out there randomly. They called block in the back. It's called holding. The flag lay back at the 34-yard line. They're going to mark it from the 34. They're spotting it now. They are going to mark it from the 34. They'll take it inside to the 24-yard line. That might have been an advantageous toss to the flag. But we'll take it. Ball spotted back at the 24-yard line. It's going to be first down over. First and 21. So clock moving. Shotgun formation. Baylor Smith, the only back in the backfield. They're going to slot right, split left. They're going to pitch it left. It's going to be in the book as a pass. Might be a late hit on the quarterback. Flag comes in from the umpire. He was looking right at the play. Quarterback. It'll be a, in, it'll be a personal foul hit on the quarterback after the throw. So conversation happening right there on the field. 7:49 on the game clock. Personal foul. Tipton will be a roughing the quarterback. So they'll move it forward. Not quite sure if that's an automatic first down. It may not be. They're not going to reach the line to gain with that penalty. Yes, they are. They may. Let's just double check here. Yep, they're going to get a first down. It's going to be spotted at the 47-yard line. Chains will move. 7:49 on the game clock. First and 10, Central Catholic. Metzger took the brunt of the play. So go to shotgun formation, slot left. Metzger to hand off to Baylor Smith. Diving across midfield to get close to get to the 46-yard line of Tipton. Baylor Smith, the running back. Baylor Smith, he's a senior, as Coach Cole mentioned. He believes he's a three-year starter for the Knights. 5'9", 197. He put on about 11 pounds since last year. They're getting the play from the sideline. Coach Ney signals the plays in. They all stand at the line of scrimmage. Metzger in the shotgun. That's Bobby Metzger. Wears number 10, sophomore quarterback. He'll pass in the flat. It'll be picked up by Deanhart. Deanhart's going to get knocked right down there in a hurry. Tipton Blue Devil, Calvin Condit on the play for maybe a loss on the play. So they'll go third down. Third down, a long four, maybe five. Ball spotted at the 48-yard line of Tipton. Third down play clock at 6:34. Shotgun formation, Baylor Smith left of Metzger in the backfield. Going to drop the throw. Going to roll left. Higgins was on his case right here. They didn't throw it early, and they're going to throw a flag once again. Going to throw a flag in the backfield. They're going to say maybe that Metzger was messed with there. In the, yep, they're going to call an intentional, excuse me, personal foul against Tipton once again, roughing the passer. They're kind of putting some pressure on him. The ball's released, and they're deciding to go ahead and touch the quarterback. You can't do that, especially in the NFL, when they're making multi-millions of dollars. I feel bad for Dak Prescott. He's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks with that thumb injury. He's going to come back with a plate, and they're wondering how he's going to throw a ball with a plate and a screw in his thumb. So ball spotted at the 33-yard line just inside the left tag. So give it to Baylor Smith. He'll dive it up five holes. Baylor Smith going to get to the 30-yard line. Blue Devils in on the tackle. Vince Hoover right there along with Henderson. And also right there was Chase Higgins. Ball respotted 30-yard line. Second down, 7 for Central Catholic. In the lineup with Baylor Smith straight behind Bobby Metzger. Shotgun quarterback. Slide left. Going to hand off up the gut. Going to be stopped right there. Baylor Smith, the ball carrier. He was cut down in a hurry by Chase Higgins. So he'll pick up nothing, and then they'll go to a third down, 6th play on the way. Third and 6 for the Knights. Ball spotted at the 29-yard line of Tipton from the left hash. Bobby Metzger, the quarterback, he's a sophomore. 6 foot, 143. He's going to roll right. Looking to pass, he'll let one go. Deep pass picked off by Tipton. Picked off at the 5. And that's Carver, Eli Carver. That pass was underthrown. There was one receiver and 2 defensive backs. Probably an ill-advised pass for the sophomore quarterback. You'll probably hear a bit about that. They'll play the game. It's just part of the game. So 5:16 left here in the first quarter. Tipton's going to get their second possession. They'll put it in play at the 9-yard line. Ball's nosed up at the 9. From the left hash, Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. play clock at 7, under center, Vince Hoover, 2 in the backfield. You're going to reverse out, he'll hand off to Eli Carter. He'll work at right side, try to get the 4-hole. He bounced out. The Knights picked him up in the backfield. They're going to spot the flag. It's going to be a holding penalty against the Blue Devils. They're going to back it up half the distance. Let's see if this is an offensive holding. Face mask against the Knights. Not necessary to spot a flag on a face mask. It's going to be walked off from the line of scrimmage. All that happened in the scrimmage right here. Tipton Blue Devils as they went against Peru. 5:05 clock moving. Blue Devils net a first down by penalty. Ball spotted at the 21-yard line. Blue Devil territory. It's at the right hash. Blue Devils are going toward the scoreboard. They're going from the south to the north. Under center, once again, Vince Hoover. 2 in the backfield. Condit at a fullback. Eli Carter. They're going to be early movement by the Blue Devils. They're going to mark off 5 yards. Not going to mention who it was. He knows. So they'll back it up 5. They get 15. They lose 5. It's going to be 1st and 15 for the Blue Devils. Ball spotted right at the 16-yard line. Play clock, game clock moving. 4:40 left here in the first quarter. Central Catholic had their drive halted with an interception by Eli Carver. Blue Devils 1st and 15 under center, Vince Hoover. Eye formation, slot left, tight end right. They'll pitch it left to Eli Carter. They'll get what he can. There's a herd of Knights right there. I think all of them in on the tackle. So he'll jog back to the huddle. They'll call another play. Going to bring up 2nd down. Going to lose maybe a couple of yards on the play. Going to bring up 2nd down and 16. So the breaking huddle right there, the Blue Devils, they're at the left hash. Ball spotted at the 19-yard line of Tipton. Slot right. Tight end left. I formation under center, Vince Hoover. He'll call the cadence. He'll reverse out. He'll fake it. A pit. Fake it right there to Eli Carter. Pathway. He throw underthrown right there. Might have been by design. Defensive coverage was good. Intended receiver was Zane Goodrich. Ball spotted at the 19 once again. Going to be 3rd down, 16. Trying to get half of it back on that play. Didn't work out. Going to need line to gain here, the 31-yard line. Blue Devils break huddle. 3:37, clock stopped after the incompletion. Vince Hoover under center. I formation, slot right. Tight end left, that's Spidell. Going to roll right, going to try to get this pass away. Vince Hoover working to get it gone, and he's nearly intercepted, but he was out of the pocket and chasing him down and also picking him back up off the surface. Albert Schwartz, he's 6'6", 207. Pretty good basketball player for the Knights. So they're going to punt the ball out of there. Tipton Blue Devils going to back up to punt. I do see a new number on Levi Burkett. Levi Burkett is going to play some tight end in this ball game. He switched from 60 to 11 for tonight's game. He's been 60 the first 4 games. Playing some tight end tonight, had to adjust the number. He'll ask for a snap. He'll get a low elevation this time. He'll get a tipped and bounce. It's going to be picked up at the 48-yard line. Central Catholic. Pretty good shot right there. Glenn Robbins on the return. I believe that was Mahaney, the gunner. Put a good stick on Robbins. Robbins gets right back up. Glenn Robbins wears number 23. He's a junior class member, 5'11", 171.
Nice takeover on there.
3:19 on the game clock, and the Knights take over. In pretty good field position. At the 36-yard line from the left hash. Baylor Smith in the backfield. Slot right to Jackson Kane in the slot. Short side of the field, another slot. Working to throw. Stepping back out of the shotgun. He'll let one go. Owen Munn touchdown. Good pass play right there, 36 yards out. Metzger finds Owen Munn for the first score of the ball game. Central Catholic puts it in the end zone. They'll try the point after. They're going to try the kick variety. Owen Munn's going to be the holder. Take that back. Yeah, he's going to be the holder. He gets the block down. Doesn't normally happen that way. Just try the point after touchdown. Kick variety. Looking for a good snap. They'll call for the snap. They'll get a good snap, a good hold, and the kick is good. So, Central Catholic on the scoreboard, 7 points. We'll mention that kick, Central Catholic. It's Thomas Henry, just a sophomore, 5'7", 123, puts it through the uprights. 7-0 contest, still in the first quarter. Tipton High School, 3:13 left here in the first quarter. We'll talk about some national leaders. They're inspirational. These guys like to hear these stats. These guys are upward right here. We'll mention the passing leader. He's the passing leader for the nation. He wears number 9. He's 5'8", 145. He's a junior quarterback. He played baseball and football. In 5 games, he's thrown for 1,630 yards. 20 touchdown passes. That's an average. Should say 1,630 yards, an average of 326 per game. He's completed 106. He's attempted 174. He's got 3 rushing touchdowns. He's from San Juan High School in Branding, Utah. So nice getting ready to kick off. Waiting for the whistle. He stepped back about 10 yards deep. There's the whistle. Here comes the approach. Straight on. He'll boot it straight on, Mark Mosley style. He's taken across the way, about the 10, that's Eli Carter. He found the hole. He's going to get across the 25 to about the 28-yard line. Eli Carter with a good return for the Blue Devils. Eli Carter gets up off the surface. He's got a jogging off the field right now. They'll work it right there. Vince Hoover comes over getting the play at the sideline. Offensive coordinator, Seth Shear, pretty good quarterback for the Huskies. Went to Wisconsin, played for the Badgers. He wore number 18 there his freshman year. And the kicker wore 18. Dustin said that to me that they couldn't both be on the field at the same time. That's all. So shotgun formation. Eli Carter in the backfield. High snap off his hands. He got the ball back, we think. Then Cooper picked it back up, falls on it. It's going to take a down. They're going to lose about 3 yards on the play. It's going to be second down, 13. Ball spotted at the 24-yard line of Tipton from the right hash. These two teams well familiar with each other. As Coach Cole mentioned, they played twice last year. They were both over there at Central Catholic High School. They played twice the year before. They were here. So working from the shotgun, single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Slot right, stacked left, 2 receivers. The pass play right side, a little bit out in front. Couldn't make the catch. That was Zane Goodrich. Just a little bit too far out in front of him. Going to bring up a 3rd down and 14. They're calling a 14 on the board. 3rd and 14. The Blue Devils trying to pick up the 1st down, trying to move the chains. Trying to get a rhythm. Trying to get a rhythm started, moving it down the field. It's a great huddle. Game clock stopped at 2:17 here in the first quarter. 7-0 contest. Central Catholic in front. Shotgun. There's drop to throw. Pressure. Up front. Flag in there. Might double check, see what that is. Vince Hoover. Going to take it right side. He's going to get a positive gain. He's going to pick up about 9 on the carry. It's going to be a holding penalty. Flag thrown on the Blue Devils. Pretty good run. They'll nullify the run. They'll accept the penalty. And it's going to become 3rd down at about 18. So they'll mark off 5. I take that back. They'll mark off 10. It's going to be 3rd and 20-something. So they're going to spot the ball back at the 9-yard line. Might want to get a calculator out, see if that guy marks it off correctly. I look like a lot of mark-offs. So it's going to bring up a 3rd down and long. It's going to bring up a 3rd down about 28. So the Blue Devils adjourn huddle. They're at the 9-yard line from the right hash. Slot right, slot left. Eli Carver in the slot left side. Split out wide left is Eli Carver. Shotgun will take the snap. Going to work it right side. Catch is made. Small gain. Catch is made by Lydell. Landon Spidell makes the catch. A sophomore. 6'2" frame. Going to put some muscle on there here in the off-season. I believe he's going to play basketball in the winter. So they're working in punt formation. Back to punt again. Number 11, Levi Burkett. Burkett lined up about 11 yards deep. Asking for the snap. Good snap. We get a boot on it. It's going to land about midfield. He lands about the 45 of Central Catholic. Couldn't get him as Mahaney. He came up empty on the first shot to get him. And they'll take it across midfield to the 44-yard line of Tipton. And on the return, and Bren Robinson. Bren Robbins on the return. They'll start it right there at the 45-yard line of Tipton. Out there playing the center position for the Knights. That's 53. That's T.J. Bell. Working in the shotgun, Bobby Metzger. Single man in the backfield. That's Baylor Smith. In a roll left. Option play. They'll pitch it. Smith. They'll pick up a couple. Bobby Metzger was the one reading that tie that I'm in. He made the pitch. It's going to be a gain of about 1. Eli Carter in on the stop once again, as Coach Toll mentioned last week. Eli Carter, 20 tackles in the ball game. From the free safety, pass play, right side, Evan Dienhart. Dienhart inside the 40 to about the 38-yard line. Pass play complete. They're going to spot it at the 39. Tempo offense. They're going to get another playoff. 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. Call the snap. They pass it right side to Owen Munn. Munn makes the catch. He'll get it down inside the 35 to about the 33-yard line. Clock stop for the moment at 21.2. They'll roll it. Central Catholic trying to get one more playoff before the first quarter break. 11 seconds on the play clock. Deep motion. They'll hand off. The flag on the play. Baylor Smith gets just inside the 25 and a 5 at the 25. Flag comes in. And a call holding on Central Catholic. Holding on the Knights. They'll back it up from the 33. They'll take it back to the 43-yard line. 3.5 left. The clock was moving when they called the penalty, so they'll start it up. And this quarter will end here momentarily. 7-0 contest. Central Catholic in front. He rolls the clock, and we're at zeros in the first quarter as the horn sounds. At the end of one quarter of play, Central Catholic 7, Tipton 0. Getting ready to start the second quarter here momentarily. We'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports, they're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's safe practice shooting. That's a necessity. So what, every time you turn on the news, you see something that's totally stupid, and it's not worth it. I tell you what, if you can't work out something between two people without using a gun, there's something wrong. So 12 minutes on the game clock, getting ready for second quarter action. Central Catholic Knights have the football at the Blue Devil 43-yard line. Whistle sounds. Play clock is going to be pushed up to 25 seconds. The officials want 25 on the play. There it is. Here we go. 12 minutes, second quarter. Double slide, left side, trips to the left. Here comes motion with Baylor. Going to throw a screen play. Evan Dehart gets the screen. He goes right side. He's got some wheels. He's going to get inside the 20. They're going to mark him near the 18-yard line. Screen play. Pretty good play to run after a bunch of running plays up the middle. So first and 10, ball spotted at the 18-yard line of Tipton from the right hash. Metzger in the shotgun, 5 yards deep. Behind him, to his left now, is Baylor Smith. Trips to the left. He gets a pass play. He finds the receiver. They'll work it right here. That's Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane brings the ball over to the middle of the field. He'll get down to about the 13-yard line. Ball's going to spot right there. It's going to be second down. Check that. They're going to get a first down. It's going to be first and goal for Central Catholic. Ball spotted near the 9-yard line. Run the shotgun once again. Bobby Metzger. Going to fake the handoff. Metzger's going to take it himself. He'll work it right side. He's going to get the goal line. He'll find it. Metzger picks up the touchdown. Beard right side. Looked like Baylor Smith was kind of leaning forward prior to the snap. Umpire back there with the white hat should have seen that. No flag comes out. 13-0 contest. Central Catholic going to try the point after. Again, it's going to be sophomore Thomas Henry. Where's number 87? The holder is Owen Munn. Right for the kicker. A little bit soccer style. Looking for a snap. Snap. Low snap. They'll get it on the block. The kick goes through the uprights. Point after is good. It's a 14-0 contest. 11:22 left here in the second quarter. And we'll also mention a little bit more about these national leaders. Rushing department. In the rushing department. The leader in the nation. He wears number 6. He's 5'10", 180. Malachi Dowell. Malachi Dowell. He's a senior running back. Plays basketball and football. He's played in four games thus far this season. He's got 1,265 yards racked up. That's 12.2 yards per carry. He's carried the ball 104 times. His per-game average is 316 yards, .3. He's got 19 touchdowns on the ground. He's got 20 overall. He's from White County High School in Sparta, Tennessee. Central Catholic going to tee up the football right there, 40-yard line, taking steps backwards, getting ready to kick the ball away to the Blue Devils. Whistle sounds. He's ready to go. 10-yard approach on the way. Here comes the boot. The end under end, take it to the 12. Eli Carter going to return the football back up to the 30. He'll move the pile to spot him about the 30 and a half yard line. Pretty nice kickoff right there. That's 42. That's Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, 6 foot, 187. Not used to 42. I'm used to number 7. Blue Devils will put the ball in play. Ball spotted at the 31 yard line from the right hash. So they'll work it right there, break huddle, and move it back in. And Blue Devils, first and 10. Under center, I formation, slot left, tight end right. That's Levi Carter right side. He'll block. They'll hand off. They'll move the pile. He did a positive game. Pretty good leg action right there for Eli Carter. Eli Carter's going to pick up 3 on the play. He's going to bring up a 2nd down 7. Blue Devils going to huddle up. Play clock began at 40 right after the play landed. Play clock now at 19. Blue Devils are at the line of scrimmage. Slot right, short side of field. Tight end left. I formation, Vince Hooper under center. Sam Klein, the center. They'll hand off. They'll work the 2-hole and get nailed right there in the 2-hole. That was Calvin Condit making the initial stop for the Knights. Number 53, T.J. Bell. 6'1", 223. T.J. Bell plays defensive end for the Knights. A break huddle. Go to the line of scrimmage. Slot right. Mahaney split out, split end right. Goodrich in the slot. Tight end left. Under center. I formation. Going to pitch it left to Eli Carter. He'll shut it up. He'll try the 5-hole. He stops the little gain.
No gain for the Blue Devils.
Say no gain. It's going to be a 4th down play on the way. 4th and 5 for Tipton. They'll send out Levi Burkett. Ball spotted near the 36-yard line of Tipton, just inside the right hash. Levi Burkett back near the 23-yard line. He's going to take the snap. Levi Burkett playing both ways and punting the football. He's going to punt. It's going to go right side. Going to go near the sideline. It's going to go out of bounds. And we're going to see the Mountain Climber game by the line judge on the west side. The umpire is going to zero him in on where the ball goes out of bounds, and they spot him at the 46. That is pretty scientific. I don't know how accurate it is, but that's how they do it. So Central Catholic Knights coming in from their sideline. They'll come into the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils, defensive huddle. 46-yard line of Central Catholic. Ball's at the 46, and they'll work it from the left hash. Shotgun formation, Bobby Metzger, sophomore quarterback. In the backfield, Baylor Smith. A motion away, that's Evan Deanhart. Wanted to pass it to him. Could get the pass away. Bobby Metzger had to get what he could straight up the field, and he's going to lose a yard. Blue Devils in on the stop right there. Henderson, Higgins, in there on the stop, along with Blue Devil, Cole Hussey. They're working the shotgun once again. Slot left, slot right, a hard count. And the Blue Devils might be in the neutral zone prior to the snap. It's going to be encroachment against the Blue Devils. 5-yard mark off. It's going to be 2nd down and 6. 2nd 6 balls at the 50-yard line. It is nosed up right there at the beard of the logo, middle of the field. Line up in a shotgun. Split left is Owen Munn. Slot right. Baylor Smith in the backfield. Bobby Metzger calls the signals. He'll hand off to Metzger. To Baylor Smith. He'll go 1-hole. They'll get back right. He'll get a positive gain. He'll get to the 46 of Tipton. Not going to be a 1st down. Going to be 2nd down and 2. Line up in a shotgun once again. Slot left, slot right. Baylor Smith in the backfield. Metzger calling the signals. They're going to stand up. They're going to regroup, and they'll get a new play from Coach Brian Ney. Play clock is at 12. They're in good shape. Calling the cadence. Metzger, he's going to drop the throw. Looking left, going to let one go. Going to be overthrown just slightly. Working the go route right there. That was number 19, Robert Cook. Robert Cook, he's a senior, 6 foot, 184. Wide receiver. Had a pretty good spiral, pretty good toss right there for the sophomore quarterback. Looking at them during pregame, Bobby Metzger. Got to see Ben Mazur throw passes. They were both throwing pretty good darts. About 35 yards. Pass play, right side. To be caught by Evan Deanhart. He'll be stopped right there after reception by Eli Carter to get down to the 36-yard line, and he'll move the chains. 7:45 on the game clock. Play clock is at 25, started at 40. Slot left, slot right. Middle of the field with the football at the Blue Devil 36. Shotgun snap taken. He'll pass it right side, low pass. Ready to call that a catch? That ball hits the surface. And we got some late whistles. They finally took a Polaroid and figured out what happened. Sometimes that Polaroid is good, but you can't let a guy continue when he hadn't caught the ball because he's going to take an unnecessary hit. That ball was low, couldn't bring it in. Might have been to Owen Munn, but the pass was low. Delivery spotted at the 36-yard line, just inside the right hash. Shotgun, Bobby Metzger, slot left, slot right. He'll take it to Baylor Smith. He'll keep the ball. That's Metzger. Metzger gets another run, pretty similar to the touchdown run. And he'll get down close to a first down. They'll spot the ball at the 28-yard line at the right hash, Simpson territory. Clock moving, 7:05. Second quarter, slot left, slot right. Slot right, short side of the field. Bobby Metzger calling the cadence. Gonna roll right, looking to pass, lets it go. Incomplete. Not sure if that was within 10 yards of a receiver. Might have been Jackson Kane near the goal line, but they're not gonna figure it out. So it's an incomplete pass, gonna bring up a fourth down. They need two for a first. Getting the play from the sideline, Coach Brian May signaling the play in. Double slot left side. You got to split in on the right side. Single man in the backfield, Baylor Smith. Shotgun snap. Looking to get rid of it. It's going to be caught. It's going to be a first down. Caught right there. Jackson Kane makes the reception. They'll make the catch, and they'll move the chains. Brought him down in a hurry. Ball spotted at the 25-yard line. New set of downs for the Knights. Going to line up a wing left. Slot right. Excuse, slot left and split in right. It goes one to back. Go Baylor Smith. He'll get the handoff. He'll go right side. He'll go forward with it, and he'll get near the 11-yard line. Baylor Smith. You're going to need a couple. It'll be second down and maybe two and a half. The ball now spotted at the 11 from the right hash. Central Catholic working a series right here. Shotgun formation, Metzger. Slot left, split right. They'll hand off again. They'll go right to left. That's Baylor Smith. He'll get down to the... Get it to the 11. Might have been the 16 on the previous play. My error. Ball's now spotted at the 11. It's first and 10 from the 11. They can net a first down. And sometimes they do that at the 1. Shotgun Metzger in the backfield. Baylor Smith. They're going to run the option. Metzger going to keep the ball. He'll get inside the 10 near the 9. Didn't make the pitch that time. Read the defensive end. Turned it at field, but only got a couple. Ball spotted. Right there. Condit in on the stop. Calvin Condit. Keep the ball afire. Ball spotted at the 9-yard line. Second down. They're calling it 8 on the board. Shotgun formation, Bobby Metzger. To his left and behind him is Baylor Smith. Pass play, right side. Out in front. Tried to find Jackson Kane, quick pass. Jackson was just turning around to look. He got a left hand on it before it went out of bounds. Incomplete pass, 4:51 left during the second quarter. 14-0 contest, Central Catholic in front. Looking from the right hash, play clock at 18. Get a wing left, slot left, split out, right side, and he ended up in a fake, and we give it to him. Taylor Smith with the carry. Flag comes in. That's from the linebacker official. Tosses the flag in. The player's right in front of him. That's a dangerous area to be in. They're going to mark it off. It's going to be holding against the Knights. So they'll back the ball up 10 yards from the flag, and they'll spot it at the 16. It's going to be third down once again. It's going to be third down 14 from the right hash. Shotgun once again, Bobby Metzger. Taylor Smith in the backfield. Slot right, Jackson Kane in the slot. Slot left, Evan Jeanhart in the slot. Long, short side of field, right side from the right hash. Taking the snap, Bobby Metzger dropping the throw. Across the middle, pass play. Couldn't bring it in. Good textbook defense by Eli Carter, the free safety. I think the pass was intended for Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart wondering if was there some early contact, but no flag. So they'll spot it once again. 16-yard line. Timeout on the field. Timeout called by Catholic Knights. That's going to stop the clock at 4:32. 14-0 contest. Working right there. And we'll mention a little bit about some more about national leaders. National leaders in the receiving department. We got one leader here. Where's number 5? 6'2", 180. And we'll mention that receiver is Dante Farrell. Dante Farrell, he's a junior wide receiver. He plays basketball and football. In 4 games, he's got 707 yards. That's 28.3 per catch. He's caught 25 passes. He averages 176.8 per game. He's got 6 receiving touchdowns. His longest reception for a touchdown, 80 yards. I'd have been after a touchback. He attends school at Woodward High School in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm sure they'll be looking at him. A lot of good Cincinnati schools right there. Dante Farrell. In 4 games. Unbelievable. Going to spot the ball once again at the 16-yard line. Central Catholic Knights from the right hash. 4:32 on the game clock. Calling the cadence, Bobby Metzger. They got a double slot left side. They got a split right. See him in the backfield. It's Baylor Smith. He's going to drop the throw after the reception. They're going to go to the end zone. Got the toes in. Going to call it a touchdown. Nice pass, but a better catch. Owen Munn makes the catch. Back right corner of the end zone. Had to do the toe tap, kind of like an Anthony Carter from the Vikings way back when. But anyway, 20-0 contest. We'll try the point after. Freshman kicker come back out. Owen Munn, touchdown pass reception, and he'll hold for the extra point. Thomas Henry. 87, 5'7" tall, 123 pounds. Right for the kicker, soccer style, three-step approach, or 2.5, I should say. Through the uprights, it's good. He's 3 for 3 here in the ball game. 4:26 left. We're in the second quarter. 21-0 contest. Knights in front. I believe he made that. Score isn't on the board yet. Maybe he did not, but did he make that? Oh, yeah. He made the extra point. It's 21-0. Just not on the board yet. So the Knights going to kick off to Tipton. 4:26 left. We'll mention the remaining schedule for the Knights. Knights have 3 West Division foes on the agenda. Next week, Rental Air Central on the 30th Twin Lakes. And on October 7th, they'll be at Denton Central. So technical issue on the scoreboard. Scoreboard is blank right now. Probably couldn't get that 21st point on the scoreboard. It's back on. We'll see what happens. They'll also mention the Blue Devils. Remaining games on their season, as next week they'll be at Northwestern. On the 30th of September, they'll be at Hamilton Heights. October 7th, they'll be home with the Western Panthers. Crossover game going to happen on the 14th of October. Nobody knows who they're playing that week yet in the Hoosier Conference. From the 40-yard line, here comes the boot. It'll be Ryan Schumer getting a good high elevation in the under end, taken right there by Eli Carter at the 10. He'll be stopped near the 19. It'll be a 9-yard return. Blue Devils will put the ball in play right there at the 19. First and 10. 4:20 on the game clock. Blue Devils, all three timeouts available. Ben Cooper. Going to break huddle right there. 22 on the play clock. Game clock will start on the snap. Split out wide right. Short side of the field, I should say, is Zane Goodrich. Trips to the left. Mahaney, the closest inside. Spidell out there. Run a pitch play, right side. Eli Carter. He picks up a good block from Goodrich. Brings him up, gets him a few more yards. Eli Carter picks up a first down. I got to credit a good block right there by Goodrich. 4:15 on the game clock. First and 10, Blue Devils at their own 32-yard line. Mahaney going to check out for one play. Ben Schuler calls the play. They break huddle in unison. Play clock at 11. They're through the line of scrimmage. Trips to the right. Short side of the field. Times it in the backfield. Split out wide left is Zane Goodrich. Motion away is Eli Carter. It's going to be a jet sweep. Short toss right there on the shotgun. For Ben Cooper, now the motion man, that was Eli Carter, would get what he could. He picks up three on the play. Ball moves out near the middle of the field. Game clock moving, 3:54. Second quarter here at Tipton High School. Cross conference get together right here, Central Catholic and Tipton. Tipton has won the last four meetings between these two schools. 3:38 in the shotgun, Ben Cooper. Eli Carter in the backfield. He's going to run the option play right side. Ben Cooper pitches. And Eli Carter is going to be stopped behind the line of scrimmage. He'll be stopped right there by number 11, Isaac Bushy. Bushy's a senior, 6'3", 189. Plays the linebacker position. 3:12 on the game clock. Clock moving. Tipton, Blue Devils at the 29-yard line, their own. Going to bring up a third down, 12. They're calling 12 on the scoreboard. Blue Devils going to line up in a slot left. From the right hash, they're going to slot right. In the slot right side is Eli Carter. Here comes near motion. Zane Goodrich, pass play. Back across the grain, a good pass play to Landon Spidell. Spidell might pick up yardage he needs for the first down. Ball spotted near the 42. At the 42 and a half, they're going to move the chains. Clock moving. They roll the clock at 2:37. First and 10, Blue Devils. Pass play. Ben Cooper to Landon Spidell. It's a good combination. 42-yard line, middle of the field. Tipton territory. Slot left, slot right. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Called for the snap, he'll take the snap, pass play. Looking right, looking to get rid of it. He's going to get stacked in the backfield. Ball's loose, but the ground cannot cause a fumble. Ball came out loose. Central Catholic was going after it, but the umpire made the distinction that the ball cannot be fumbled if it hits the surface in possession with the player. So all's good. Vince Hoover. He'll lose yardage, but he'll keep the football. Timeout on the field might have been by Central Catholic. Central Catholic wanting to save some clock for what they think might be another possession by their team. 21-0. 2:09 on the game clock, second quarter. Well, Mitch, thus far in this early season, we're about the midway. Lafayette Central Catholic on August 19th, they went to Seeger High School. They got the win, 45-21. The next week, second week on the 26th, they played home with Garen, and then they got the loss, 47-10. Garen is a tough team this year. September 2nd, they were home with Northwestern. Central Catholic got the win, 42-13. And last week, September 9th, they were at West Lafayette. West Lafayette got the win, 52-21. West Lafayette, pretty much synonymous with football. Shotgun formation. Clock stopped at 2:09. We'll start on the snap. Single man in the back goes Calvin Condit. Slot left, slot right. Snap comes in. Vancouver releases it. Pass play caught by Eli Carver. He'll turn around. He'll tiptoe the sideline, and he'll get 5 yards after the catch with defenders all around him. They're going to spot him near the 44-yard line. Eli Carter picks up good yard. He's on a pass play. Picked up about 10. So they'll back up and put it right there. Third down. We're calling it 8 on the board. Big third down play for Tipton. Central Catholic wants the ball back. Shotgun formation, Condon in the backfield. Stacked receivers, left and right. Dropping a throw, Vancouver. He'll step up in the pocket. They're going to throw a flag in there. High hit. That was a high hit on Vancouver. They're going to call that on Isaac Bushy, linebacker position. Difficult to make a hit on somebody when they're going to the surface and they're going from vertical high to vertical low. They're going to call helmet-to-helmet contact. But the same situation, if you're aiming for where you're going to tackle him and he drops like a dime, then it just doesn't work out good in most cases. And this case right here is one of those unfortunate cases for Isaac Bushy. But the Blue Devils are going to gain a first down. They're going to move the ball to Central Catholic territory, shoot the 40-yard line. Game umpire is going to have a conversation with the Blue Devil coach, Aaron Toll. Clock is stopped at 1:51 left in the second quarter. They want 1:56 back on the scoreboard clock. They're asking for 5 more seconds. And they want the play clock is stationary at 25. It'll start now. They put 5 more seconds on the clock at 1:56. 40-yard line of Central Catholic. Shotgun formation, Vancouver. They got tripped to the left, split out wide right, Fidel. They'll pass it in the bubble screen. They'll get it to Mahaney. Isaiah Mahaney going to get positive yardage after the catch. He's going to pick up about 3 on the play. Going to bring up a second down. Ball's inside the 40, spotted at about the 37.5-yard line. From the left hash, Blue Devils adjourn huddle. Clock moving, 1:28. Trips to the right. Split out wide left is Zane Goodrich. Carver split out wide right. Shotgun formation in the backfield, Eli Carter. Mid pass play. Going to be a bit long. Going to be intercepted. Going to be a flag on the play. We'll see what that is. There were 3 defenders right there, and it was going to be picked up. Eli Carter gets the tackle. Credit for the moment, the interception, 17, Ray Clayton. He's a sophomore, 6'4". 163. Flag thrown right there near where the interception took place. Blue Devil receiver in the area. 3 officials. I should say 3 Central Catholic defenders back there too. And here we go. We're going to let us know. The white hat umpire going to say holding against the knight. So it's basically illegal contact during the throw. So that's, I guess, a pass interference. They have a different signal. That's another emphasis, as mentioned, in the NFL. illegal contact. Well, if you're a defensive back, you've got to be 10 times better athlete than a receiver to do everything they're asking you to do and not do while you're defending. Shotgun formation, conned in the backfield. Twins left, twins right. Dropping back to throw. He'll step up in the pocket. Hits Hoover's loose. He'll throw the ball away. He'll throw it out of bounds. He was out of the tackle box. Hits Hoover, hits the deck. He got back up. Withrow helps him back up. Jackson Withrow tipped the Blue Devils, number 57. Ball's going to be respotted at the 18-yard line. About 1 minute remaining here in the first half, 59.9. Blue Devils working on the doorstep here of Central Catholic, looking for a score before halftime. 23-yard line, second down 10. Shotgun formation, conned in the backfield, slot left, slot right. Dropping a throw, he'll look right, he'll roll right. Pass play caught. Landon Spidell inside the 15. He'll get to the 13-yard line. Landon Spidell makes another catch. Isaac Bucci took him out of bounds. 54 seconds left. That's a 6-second play. Ball spotted now at the 13-yard line of Central Catholic. Change move. It's first and 10. Ball's at the right hash. Splitting out wide right is Zane Goodrich. Double slot. They got Landon Spidell. They got Mahaney over there. Across the middle, high pass. Picked off the tip. Tip pass, and it's picked off by Central Catholic. Gives it out to the 16. Coming up to the 6. 17, Ray Clayton. Ray Clayton, right place, right time. And the Blue Devils' drive will halt right there. 46.6 left here in the second quarter. 21-0 contest. Central Catholic in front. Ball spotted at the 16-yard line from the right hash. Shotgun formation, Metzger in the backfield. Baylor Smith are going to stop play here. Pre-snap, going to be a timeout called by Gibson. Blue Devils are going to call a timeout defensively and work on this. It's going to be a long drive, and it has to be quick. They'll work it right there from 84 yards away. Timeout Tipton. And I have a defensive stat here for the national leaders. Tackling. Tackles so far on the season. He wears number 42. He's 6 foot, 195. That's Eli Denton. Eli Denton, he's played 4 games. He's got 50 solo tackles. He's got 77 tackles accumulative. And we'll mention, tackles per game average is 19.3. He's got one interception. He's from Walker Valley High School in Cleveland, Tennessee. If you want to check him out on Twitter, it's at E-L-I. D-E-N-T-O-N, 5. That's at Eli Denton, 5, on Twitter. It's a good tackler. Here we go. Ball's in play. Shotgun formation, Metzger. Smith in the backfield. It'll be a pre-snap penalty. Illegal procedure on Central Catholic. Early movement prior to the snap. So they'll mark that off. They'll back it up to the 11. Central Catholic, I believe, one more timeout available for them here in the first half. Ball's back at the 11. They'll go with trips to the left. Split out right side is one receiver. Going to line up in a shotgun along with Baylor Smith in the backfield. Bobby Metzger. Bobby Metzger, the quarterback for Central Catholic, just a sophomore, 6'1", 43. So we're waiting here for something. Not quite sure what. We're waiting for the whistle. They marked off the 5-yard penalty. And I'm not quite sure. Now we're ready. There's the whistle. Play clock begins. Shotgun formation. Metzger. You're going to drop the throw. Pass play. Right side. Caught. Owen Munn. He'll catch it near the sideline. He'll bring the ball back up near the hash mark, that right hash mark. And Metzger going to complete the pass to Munn for a first down. So the Knights going to go to the sideline. They call timeout. The final timeout, I do believe, here in the second quarter, first half, I should say. 21-0. Central Catholic trying to get what they can in the first half. That is the goal each and every game for each school, each team participating. And we do thank you for tuning in. PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention a little bit about this game, and you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity football game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. They're getting ready for the snap here. And shotgun Metzger. Smith in the backfield. Trips to the left. You're going to roll left. Looking to throw it against the grain of the flag in the backfield. Pass nearly caught. Might have been the turf monster. Tripped him up. Owen Munn tried to come back and make the catch. Maybe the turf monster tripped him up. Couldn't make the catch, but a flag rests. They're in the backfield. It's going to be holding against the Knights. So the Knights going to pick up a holding penalty. That pass play wasn't going to count. It was incomplete. So they'll bring the ball back 10 yards from the point of the flag where the flag lay. It's going to be inside the 15. And he walked off clear to the 10-yard line. 10-yard mark off against the Knights. No timeouts. 30 and a half seconds left. Shotgun. We got two to the left, two to the right. Right side, short side of the field. Working from the right edge. There's a snap, low snap. He'll drop a couple steps. He'll release one. He'll throw one down the field and way out in front of Evan Dehart. Eli Carver back on defense along with Sutter Griffin. 25.3 seconds left. Second quarter, 21-0 contest. Knights in front. Everybody in agreement. They like this field. The boys like playing on it. I think a couple nights ago they were playing soccer, or I should say middle school football. It's a good way to go. They're going to line up in the slot, left side. Dehart in the slot. Two to the left, they're just going to hand off, going to run the clock out. Baylor Smith, the flag comes in. Got to be in the vicinity of a holding penalty. Flag waves back at their 6-yard line. 20.7 seconds left. They're going to say another, we'll double check here, wait for the signal. Let us know, holding once again, Central Catholic Knights. So they're going to back it up. Coach Toll going to decline the penalty. They're going to respot it. They'll bring it back out to the spot. Not sure what's happening here. But they're going to spot it back to the 19-yard line. Clock is going to roll. Both teams standing idle right there. They're going to let it evaporate. We're going to go to halftime here in just a moment. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. They might run a play. Metzger, 4 seconds, they'll run a play. Snap, you're going to roll right. Pushed out of the pocket by Chase Higgins. They throw it out of bounds, tall, and we'll go to halftime. Incomplete pass from Metzger. Both teams going to regroup. They'll go to their respective locker rooms, and it looks like we're going to have a 20-minute halftime. That's probably a good thing. 20-minute halftime here. Get ready for halftime. We'll talk to Ashley Robinson here momentarily. We'll talk to her That'll be fun. Talk about the upcoming NFL games that's going to happen this weekend, along with what happened last night. As we'll mention, we are at halftime, and you're listening to Tipton Blue Devils football, made possible by the following support sponsors. We at PutMeInSports.com thank you for listening and ask you as a listener to patronize the following companies as they are making tonight's education-based varsity high school football game available to be heard on internet radio. We're going to unplug right here. We're going to play this, and we thank you for tuning in. And then we'll get this working again right here. See if this will work. Double check here. Doggone. Here we go. So we're still working it up right here. We'll try a new technique here tonight. And we'll see if this can work here. So patience is a virtue, and there's nothing wrong with that. I ain't afraid to pull my weight, but I ain't going to break my back.
Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for you financially, at Encompass Credit Union, we provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. We welcome each member as if they are our only member. We're Encompass Credit Union. Yes, at Encompass Credit Union, we are community-minded, just like you. Reach us by phone, 800-675-8852. Again, that number is 800-675-8852 on the World Wide Web at EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union.
The Tipton Tribune, Michelle Garman, leads the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune on Facebook and on Twitter at Michelle_Garman. That's at Michelle. MICHELLE_Garman for updates on area games and matches.
Discount copies, 317-773-8783, offering a wide range of services. High-speed copies, blueprint size color prints up to 36 inches by 48 inches, laminations up to 22 inches wide. We do invitations for weddings, graduations, and social events. Business cards, business letterhead, and business envelopes. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday by appointment. Public fax service, send or receive. Discount copies, 100 Mensa Drive behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32, west edge of Noblesville. Email discount copies, 96@gmail.com.
Rutledge Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service. Water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. Call them at 765-292-2315 or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. That's Mike and Nathan Rutledge, Atlanta, Indiana. Licensed, insured, honest, dependable, and always professional. Serving our community for more than 30 years. Rutledge Well Drilling.
AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. Call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find us, take Howard Street west off of State Road 19. We are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. AGM Auto.
FritzBenFishers.com since 1983. great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them by phone at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations, Fritz and Fishers, at 8599 East 116th Street, and Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Noblesville, along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or on site. That's FritzInFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z.
Noblesville Trophies. Shop us online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices low, so low you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 317-773-7391. Online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com.
Remax, a new realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Kitchen, Indiana? Visit Remax A New Realty and connect with real estate experts today. Remax A New Realty in Kitchen, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Kitchen, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. Remax A New Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-3100. Again, their number is 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web at anewrealtyhomes.com. That's Remax, A New Realty.
Hope Jewelers, Tipton, Indiana. Precious times are made for precious moments, and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Reach us by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers.
Jim's Dandy Restaurants. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, we strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage, we at Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of our guests first, no matter what down it is. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Tipton and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurants always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name.
Century 21 Real Estate, Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledge. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheep, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism, let Lisa surpass your expectations.
Tipton Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Visit us at Ace Hardware, located at 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. We're just east of McDonald's and right next to O'Reilly's Auto Parts. For all of your grill, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paints, and tool needs, visit us in the store, where they also can pick up as a curb service for your convenience. Also, you are welcome to visit us online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and knowledgeable people. Good variety in the highly recommended store. Ace, the helpful place. Dial us by phone at 765-675-6740. That's Ace Hardware in Tipton.
Tonight's game is being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals, 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way is local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with liftgates. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner Dirk is on site daily. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Indiana Express Rentals.
Smith and Landcow Family Dentistry. Smith and Landcow is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family. Located at 114 4th Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. We welcome you at Smith and Landcow Family Dentistry. We are currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call us at 765-675-2432. Again, that number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of our patients. That's Smith and Landcow Family Dentistry.
Keens Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034, the south edge of Cicero, in Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero, Indiana.
While growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming a young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school wrestling match and matches before it. A strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions. When called upon, we wish the best for this year's Tipton Blue Devils football team. And every Friday night as they seek to demolish the Friday night opponents. Signed, Scott, a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils.
Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils football team. This sponsor attended grades K-12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree, and while there, at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the three most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2022-2023 Tipton Blue Devils.
We're at halftime. Got some extra time on the clock today. To start with 20 minutes, they had the Homecoming Queen and King contest. One, or one of talk right now with Ashley Robinson. Ashley's up here again. Are you working for Coach Toll up here?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Just reading.
What are you doing for Coach Toll?
Oh, I'm filming. Yeah.
She's doing the filming. She's got her medium-sized iPad. Is that a 12 Pro? I think it's a medium size. But we're going to go through the football picks right here. And Ashley, so she's going to go through the picks. We got about 8 minutes. So we can talk about each one for a long time. I tell you what, last night, Thursday night ball game, the Los Angeles Chargers went to Kansas City. That was a ball game. Kansas City got the win 27-24. Have you ever heard of Justin Herbert?
No, I have not.
Yeah, he's the quarterback for the Chargers. Have you ever heard of Mahomes?
Sounds familiar.
I think that guy can sling a football. They played against each other. But Justin Herbert, we're hoping he's going to play next game. But he couldn't win last night, but coming up this Sunday, that's September 18th, the 1 o'clock slot, there are 7 games. What do you think about the Carolina game when they travel to the New York Giants?
I would say Carolina.
Do you have a reason?
My friend. There, yeah.
That'd be a good pick. Mayfield's over there now. Mayfield came from Cleveland. He hadn't played Cleveland last week, and it wasn't that good, but it's close.
Okay,
the second game, here's your chance to fly here. Indianapolis going to Jacksonville.
Ooh, Jacksonville?
Hey, why would you say that? You got a friend in Jacksonville, too?
I do not.
Why wouldn't you pick the Colts? The Colts came back, and they tied last week, so you were wrong.
I just go with gut instincts, I guess.
I tell you what, when you tie in the NFL, there's something wrong. But anyway, Indianapolis won to Jacksonville this week, and we'll hope they can beat them this year. Miami Dolphins are at the Baltimore Ravens.
Miami Dolphins?
You think so? Why would you pick Miami?
I don't know. It just seems like more of a familiar name to me for some reason.
They'll go to Baltimore. They'll do battle with a pretty strong quarterback, Lamar.
Sounds familiar, too.
Lamar Jackson. He's like a tackle dressed up in a quarterback's uniform. He's a big dude. How about New England? They're at Pittsburgh.
Ooh, Pittsburgh?
That might be okay. Pittsburgh pulled one out, so they're 1-0. How about the New York Jets? They are at Cleveland.
Ooh, New York Jets.
That's probably a good choice. New York Jets, Mac Jones. How about Tampa Bay at New Orleans?
Ooh, New Orleans.
Okay, you're picking a Saint. All right, how about the 405 games? There are 2 of those. Atlanta Falcons at the L.A. Rams.
L.A.?
Probably a good choice. They won the Super Bowl last year, but they got beat in week 1 by the Buffalo Bills. That's the first game of the season last Thursday. How about the Seattle Seahawks there at San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Got a reason for that?
No.
That's warm weather. Probably be pretty good. How about the Cincinnati Bengals at the Dallas Cowboys?
Dallas.
Okay, Dallas lost their quarterback for 6 or 8 weeks with a thumb injury. They're going to play Cooper Rush as their quarterback. Do you want to re-cancel that and pick Joe Burrow in Cincinnati?
Sure.
Okay, talk her into it. How about Arizona at Las Vegas?
Las Vegas?
That'd be all right. I'd go for that. How about Houston at Denver?
Houston.
Houston, that'd be okay. All right, there's Sunday night football, 8:20 p.m. start time. How about the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers?
I gotta say the Packers.
Packers lost last week to Minnesota. You picked Green Bay. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you know that in Chicago, they had a home game last week. They put a new grass field on 2 days before the game. They got like 5 inches of rain, and they had to squeeze water off of it, but it did not help.
Oh, that's not good.
That was nasty. Chicago had somehow lived through it. Okay, Monday Night Football. There are two games this Monday. The first game on Monday Night Football will be on ESPN. That'll start at 7:15. Who's going to win between Tennessee and Buffalo?
Buffalo.
I agree. Buffalo, Josh Allen. Them guys are, and I'm saying, well, they're tough. Okay, the second game on Monday night will start at 8:30. That'll be on ABC. So you can watch that on regular television here in this area. Minnesota at Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Are you kidding me? Do you see this shirt I'm wearing?
I'm just going with gut instinct here.
Okay. You're usually right. I tell you what, when Nick Zachary used to do this, do you remember your picks from which you made? Why don't you take this home and check them off, which ones you make. If you get one, put a highlight on it. Just mark them off, let me know next week. And we're going to be at Northwestern. You going to be there too? All right. We'll mark them off anyway.
All right.
Thank you. That's Ashley Robinson. We're going to plug this in. One moment. Ashley Robinson, she's a good kid. She's going to graduate early next year. That'll be fun. She'll get to do some extra stuff. Maybe she'll get some work in somewhere. Pretty intelligent lady. Working for Coach Toll up here, filming the game. And we'll see if Paula can reply back, let us know how we're doing with this microphone. We'll look for her reply. I'm getting ready for second half. Clock rolling down. 2:15 left. That's the 3-minute mark to put back on. And we'll also mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. As mentioned, they are the current 1A title holders. They won the title right there at Victory Field, the 2022 champions in Class 1A baseball. Put Me in Sports also does football in the fall for the Tipton Blue Devils, working in year number 7, I do believe. And we're thankful. And we'll mention basketball in the winter. Last year started doing Tipton Blue Devil basketball. Do the majority of basketball at Tipton. Do about 2 or 3 games at Central Catholic. And do about a dozen games for girls basketball at Hamilton Heights. So we'll look to do the girls game Tipton and Hamilton Heights. I saw Miss Schramm introduced in the Queen's Court. She didn't get the queen, but when she walked out, I knew she was in the top 50 free throw percentages last year as a basketball player for the Blue Devils. She'd say the Lady Blue Devils. She had a very good free throw percentage. And I'm talking about 50 in the state of Indiana. That was on Max Preps. Check that out. If you didn't know, Max Preps is a division of CBS Sports. So what, that's a lot of effort. Along with JohnHarrell.net, John Harrell puts tremendous hours in to let folks know how these high school players are doing. You can check out football, basketball. If you want to check out John Harrell and the different teams that he keeps stats for, you can go to JohnHarrell.net. That's J-O-H-N, Harrell, HARRELL.net. Check out that website. If you've never seen it, you will be amazed. Most of the stuff I have right here written on papers comes from his website. It's great. I have met that guy.
That guy's tremendous. I saw him driving 6-8 years ago at the North-South All-Star Game at North Central High School. That's in the middle of the summer. Them things happen in the middle of July. Them guys play in the hot weather. But they don't play super hard, but they're putting on an exhibition. We're getting ready for the kickoff second half. Blue Devils going to kick the ball away. It's going to be Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg, first time on the field. We'll look for him to get on the field maybe 4 or 5 times here in the second half. That's for kickoff. That's not for kickoff. That's for working the other direction. Returned out to the 40-yard line. Pretty good return on the play. Bryn Robinson breaks it free. And Paula gives us a good message here. Says they're doing okay. Thank you. And they're going to get him out to the 42-yard line. I say give. They're not giving it to him. He earned it. He got it himself. Central Catholic from the left hash, 42-yard line, their own side of the 50. Shotgun formation. They got trips to the right. They go motion away with Evan Gehart. Jet sweep. They'll cut it up. They'll work it outside. He's loose. He's going to pick up a first down. He'll pick up 13 yards on the run. They'll move the ball into Tipton territory at the Tipton 45-yard line. So checking the play from the sideline, signals in. 11:38 on the game clock, second half. Central Catholic receives the opening kickoff here in the second half. Shotgun. Going to fake it. To Baylor, he's stopped in the backfield. That's Metzger. Metzger had nowhere to go. Levi Burkett was there. It's going to be a loss on the play. They're going to lose 4. It's going to be second down and 14. Also in on the play, stop right there was Chase Higgins. So Calvin Condit in on the tackle. The ball spotted at the 49-yard line of Tipton. From the right hash, calling the cadence there is Bobby Metzger, sophomore quarterback. Slot right, slot left, pass play. He'll go left side. A little bit tall. Evan Gehart. Incomplete, so it'll be a third down. 14. Clock stopped at 10:55 after the incompletion. They were on it with trips to the left, the wide side of the field. Split out wide right. Baylor Smith, right of the quarterback, Bobby Metzger. He'll take the snap, he'll throw it into flat left side. As Jackson Kane shakes off a would-be tackler. He's going to be stopped at the Tipton 41-yard line. Eli Carter makes the stop. Eli Carter, a little bit of a grimace. The hope for best for him. Third down. Fourth down 7. Central Catholic going for it. Shotgun formation, balls at the 41. They need 7. Fourth down play. See if they can convert. Going to roll out right. Going to get stopped in the backfield. Going to be a quarterback stack. He's going to lose 4 yards. In on the sack there. Chase Higgins found him. Stacked him. And the Blue Devils still living with the sack. As mentioned, they are ahead of LCC in the quarterback sack department along with tackles. And also rushing yards per game. The Blue Devils take over on downs. Put it in play at their own 45-yard line. Split out, slot side on the right. Mahaney and Goodrich. Two in the backfield. Pro set under center. Vince Hoover, tight end left. You're going to reverse out and he'll hand off to the left halfback. That's Eli Carter. He'll break the chain. Straight arm. He'll get into Central Catholic territory. They'll keep moving, moving the ball down to the 43-yard line of Central Catholic. It'll be a 13-yard, they're going to give him credit for 12 yards. First down, Tipton. Going to roll the clock now, 10:03. Left here in the third quarter. Second half, looks like it's going to be a better half than the first. Blue Devils. Moving the football. They're at the 43 from the right hash. They got twins out left side. They got I formation under center, Vince Hoover. They'll hand off, fullback. Calvin Condit Counter going to pick up one. He went about three hole left side. They'll spot the ball right here. It's going to bring up a second down. Spotted at the 42. You're going to get a gain of one. It'll be second and nine. Ventura in the huddle calling the play. 9:15 on the game clock. Play clock at 20. They break huddle in unison. They'll line up in a slot left. Will be a timeout call. Timeout Blue Devils. Going to ask for water. Blue Devils going to talk this over. Blue Devils in the middle of a good drive. Balls on the Central Catholic side of the 50-yard line at the 42. Blue Devils working. We'll mention a little bit about some research right here. Check this out. Tipton and Central Catholic. This is the previous 3 years for these two teams. We'll mention on the 17th of September, 2021, Tipton went to Central Catholic, got the win 42-28. That year, Tipton was 10-2, Central Catholic 8-5. Central Catholic did win the sectional that year. On October 15th, also 2021, the Hoosier crossover game, Tipton got the win 28-13. In 2020, on September 18th, Tipton got the win 41-21. They went 9-3 that season. Central Catholic went 5-4. Central Catholic won the regional title that year. Back to live action under center, Ventura. Two in the backfield, Condit and Carter. They'll fake it to Carter. I'll fake it to Condit, give it to Carter. Kind of ran into Condit, a little bit of a bump, slowed him up just a little bit. This goes to Eli Carter. He's going to be caught in the backfield. You're going to lose a couple of yards on the play. Going to bring up third down, 12. We'll also mention there on the September the 18th, 2020, we got that one covered. And we'll mention on October 16th, 2020, home Hoosier Conference crossover game. Tipton got the win 49-13. We'll talk about 2019 here in a moment. Under center, Ventura. They're reverse out, dropping the pass. We can work it down the field. Pass play. Couldn't bring it in. A little bit underthrown. That was Levi Burkett. Burkett thought he might have got touched early. Had to dive back for maybe an underthrown ball. Slightly underthrown. He threw that off his back foot. That's a pretty good throw for a strong arm off your back foot. Jeff George lived with that type of play. He could throw the football off the back foot. Got anywhere he wanted to. He was gifted. He was the bearded wonder for the Colts. They'll drop back to punt. Levi Burkett, 11 yards back. They'll get the boot away. The line drive right at him. He'll catch it. He's on the run. That's Evan Dienhart. Dienhart's going to take it out of bounds at about the 39, as we call it, the 39-yard line. Flag on the play. It's laying down there near the 18-yard line. Central Catholic territory. Might be a Central Catholic penalty. Probably back this up. Yeah, they're going to say it's a block in the back or a holding on the return. So a good return for Evan Dienhart. Going to go for nothing. They're going to bring it back. They'll mark it off half the distance from the 18. They'll take it to about the 9-yard line. And again, we'll talk about 2019. That was the fifth game back for Tipton and Central Catholic. Central Catholic got the win 24-14. Central Catholic finished that season 12-3. They lost their, they went 1-3 out of the gate. And then they went 11 in a row. And that included six postseason victories. They got the state title, Class 1A. They defeated Indianapolis Lutheran 29-28. We're getting interception on the play. Bobby Nestor. Blue Devils going to get the takeover right there at the Central Catholic 15-yard line. Right place, right time. Blue Devils get the turnover. Ball spotted at the left hash. right at the 15-yard line. 8:01 left. We're in the third quarter. Blue Devils going to start on the doorstep of Central Catholic. The great huddle in unison. They got three in the backfield. They got a power eye right under center, Vince Hoover. The reverse out hand off to Eli Carter as he dots the eye. He's tackled right there near the line of scrimmage. No gain. Going to bring up second down 10. Vince Hoover taking snaps tonight from under center. Quite a few more plays can be run from under center with the quarterback. A lot of misdirection, belly series, as we saw last week. Saw that with the Lewis Cascade. Under center, power eye right. Once again, the reverse out, he's going to throw. Pass play, caught, couldn't bring it in. Calvin Condit was there. Got him on the hands. Defense was there. Couldn't hold it. So no gain. Clock stops at 7:17. Third down 10. Blue Devils at the Central Catholic 15-yard line. Working right there. See about a 20 and a 32-yard boot from there. So they're working it right there. Shotgun. Working from the shotgun. Trips to the left. Dropping the throw. Looking left. Pass play. Tips. Nearly intercepted. Was not. Trying to get it to Eli Carver. Going to bring up a fourth down. They're going to send out the kicking unit. They're going to try to put this through the uprights. Dakota Furr going to attempt his first field goal of the season. As Coach Cole mentioned, last year he was a kickoff man. Cole Jackson was the spot kicker. Cole Jackson graduated. Junior class member, Dakota Ferg. He's in to try a 31-yarder. Here's the spot. There's the hold. And he might have it. Off to the... He got it wide right. Wide right. But he had the distance. That'd have been good for from 40 yards. Doggone it. Dakota Ferg just wide right. 21-0. Ball will be brought back out. They'll place it at the 20 because the ball made it to the end zone. They'll bring it back out as a touchback. They'll go center position there. C.J. Bell wears number 53. Shotgun formation. Two in the backfield. Pro set. Going to hand off. Left running back. It's Baylor Smith. He'll spin move a couple times to get out to the 24-yard line. He'll pick up four. 7:01. Clock moving. They'll call timeout. They're going to check on a player on the surface. Athletic trainer Burke Emmert to check on him. Yes, I think I know who it is, but I will not say until we're positive. The Blue Devils starters, they're on defense, going to take a knee. Taking a knee is a symbol of prayer for the player down. So Blue Devils, we'll mention next week, will be at Northwestern. So they'll get to play on synthetic field turf again next week. It'll be an away game. Northwestern, the first team in the Hoosier Conference to get synthetic field turf. I should say the athletic director then was Dan Armstrong. Dan Armstrong tells me he did it on the baseball field turf, football field turf, soccer field turf. It went turf happy. But we was talking about it, and he said they could afford it because they didn't really have any debt problem with their school organization at Northwestern, so they could put that in their agenda, and they got that done. And then right next door, they have the young youth ball fields right next door, about three of them. They're well kept. But we're at the 6:59 mark. They're checking on the player. They're going to be helped off the field. Hussey and Goodrich going to help when they're needed. They'll work from there. And they're going to help him up. It's Cole Condit. Excuse me, Calvin Condit. Calvin Condit getting a hand clap. We'll hope he can get back. I tell you what, we're going to miss him for a couple of weeks, maybe longer. He's going to gingerly walk off the field. He's got some help there. He's going to favor that right lower leg. He gets some help off the field. He gets a hand clap right here. Homecoming night here at Shipton High School. Calvin Condit, I've said it before, if the Blue Devils had 15 guys with his work ethic, they'd have a team. He's going to set out. Looks like he'll miss some time. Burke Emmert's going to check on him. So getting back to live action, just under 7 minutes, they'll roll the clock. Shotgun formation, Baylor Smith in the backfield. Slot right, slot left, deep motion with Dean Hart. They'll hand off to Baylor Smith. He tripped up inadvertently. Inadvertent trip right there. Mm-hmm. Putting a block on. Then a call to tackle. Right there in the middle of the line of scrimmage. So ball respotted near the 22-yard line. Third down, 8. 6:29 left. Play comes in. Bobby Metzger gets a little closer to Brian May to learn that play. Shotgun formation, 12 seconds on the play clock. Trips to the right, split out wide left. He'll drop the throw. Metzger, right side, lets it go, a little bit tall. Trying to find Evan Deanhart. Incomplete. Central Catholic going to send out their punting unit.
Fourth down for the night.
They'll snap it from the 22. And they'll work to punt right there. It's going to be 17. Ray Clayton. Clayton may be his second punt in tonight's ballgame. They're going to stand back at the 5. It's going to be a snap like an NFL snap, about 15 yards. In the ground, it's going to be available to him. He gets the punt away. Short hops Clayton. He'll boot it to the other side of 50, and it's going to roll back. They'll stop it prior to the 50-yard line. Blue Devils will have it at their own 49-yard line. Stopping the punt right there. Stopping the movement of it. It's Albert Schwartz. So they nose it up to the 49-yard line from the right hash. And they're working right there. We'll mention Coach May. 2018, his first season with the Knights. That was his first varsity. It's his first varsity gig. He may not need another one. But he works over from Mooresville High School. He went to high school. He coached at Decatur Central, called plays. Central Catholic found him, and they hired him. He's already won a state title in his second season. Rolling right, pass play incomplete. Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover going to pick up the play right there from Coach Dustin Shear. Clock stops at 5:55. Third quarter, 21-0. Blue Devils moving the football here in the second half. A break huddle there. See the line of scrimmage. From the right hash, 49-yard line. Trips to the left. Split out wide right. Short side of field is Goodrich. Eli Carter in the back. Those shotgun snap. But give it to Carter. He'll work at the left side. He'll go three-hole. To get into Central Catholic territory. To get down to the 43-yard line. Eli Carter going to pick up a good game. He's going to bring up third down. About 2.5. Hoover into the huddle, calling the play. Clock moving, 5:30 left here in the third. 21-0 contest, third down 2. They're calling 2. Might be more closer to 3. Shotgun formation, trips to the left, split out wide right. Ball's in the middle of the field at the 43. High snap, they'll give it to Hoover. Hoover takes it himself. He's loose. He's inside the 25, inside the 20, 15. He's looking for the end zone. He found it. Nick Hoover gonna pick up the touchdown. Dive play left side. He won the first down. The red seat opened up for him. He zigzagged across the field. They put it in the end zone from 43 yards out. That's a Josh Allen type of play for the big guy, Vince Hoover. Let's try the point after. The holder for the Blue Devils is Oliver Conaway. Dakota Ferg, a little closer right here. He's trying to split the uprights, and he will. Dakota Ferg puts the seventh point on the board. The Blue Devils down by 14. A lot of time left here in the second half. Over 17 minutes left in this game. The Blue Devils get a little joyful step here in the second half. As the band makes a joyful noise, bringing the game back around. The Blue Devils will kick off to the night. We'll mention the tip to Blue Devils early part of the season, their first four games. On August 19th, they played here versus Frankton Eagles. Frankton Eagles eked out a victory, 14-13. On the 26th, they went to Elwood. Tipped the Blue Devils at Elwood, got the win 68-14. September the 2nd, they went to Twin Lakes. Tipped and got the win 34-21. Last week, the Lewis Cash Kings were here on the 9th. Tipton got the loss 21-0. That was Tipton's first East Division game in the Hoosier Conference. Tipton playing a cross-conference game here tonight, East versus West. They're looking for the kickball. They're designated kickballs and game balls. If they can't always enter the game when you want them, the official has to okay it. So they're going to kick the ball away. Dakota Ferg is going to put it at the left hash. Right-footed kicker, kind of the opposite of what Chad Shear used to do for the Huskies. There comes the boot. Pretty high elevation. Nice kick. 2-12. To take it on the fly. Working back this direction. Picking up the block with the wall. Out across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Credit a good return once again for 23, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins, just a junior. Bryn Robbins, pretty lively pitching arm for the Knights. They'll spot it right here at the 31-yard line. Middle of the field. Shotgun formation, Bobby Metzger. Baylor Smith in the backfield. Slot right, slot left. They'll hand off to Baylor Smith. Diving up the middle. Blue Devils, a couple of them put the hit on him. That's Eli Carter. I think Henderson in on the play. Baylor Smith going to get a positive gain of about 6.5. Going to be second down. And a long three. Shotgun formation, Metzger in the backfield. Baylor Smith. Three receivers to the right. He drops the snap. He'll have to run it himself. Bobby Metzger. And making the stop there is the outside linebacker, Burkett. So Burkett makes the play. Burkett wearing number 11 in this ball game. That's Levi Burkett. He's a senior, 6'1", 196. He's a pretty tough dude. Shotgun formation, trips to the right, split left. From the left hash, 32-yard line. Pathway, left side. Blue Devils missed him on the first attempt at tackling. He's going to get some yards after the catch, and he'll pick up a first down. Coming in to clean up the tackle right there was, again, Burkett. Levi Burkett, but they'll move to six. Going to be a first down 10. Balls out to the 44-yard line from the left hash. Central Catholic standing in what you would call a huddle, but they're all looking at the sideline getting the signal. Coach Ney signaling in the plays. Knights at the line of scrimmage, 17 seconds on the play clock, 3.5 minutes left during the third. Both at the 44 of Central Catholic, they'll hand off up the middle. if Baylor Smith, he'll shake a would-be sack or he'd be pushed out of bounds right near the 50-yard line. Zane Goodrich going to get credit for the tackle. Zane Goodrich going to get a break right here. Oliver Conaway going to step in, give him a break. Oliver Conaway holds for the extra points. He wears number 12. Oliver Conaway, just a sophomore, 5'8". He's in the ballgame now. He'll play right cornerback. He'll draw the assignment. Right there for the split end, left side. Deep motion, Evan Deanhart. Pass play back to Deanhart. Might have been a lateral. At the 50-yard line, no gain. He'll be halted right there, and he'll get no further. Pretty good tackle right there. Cole Hussey.
No gain on the play.
Cole Hussey calls the defense, and he made an absolute stick on Evan Deanhart at the 50. No gain after the pass. Might have been a lateral. It was close. Been interesting to see what the umpire would have called if that ball would have been dropped right there. 50-yard line, middle of the field. Shotgun formation, slot right. Wing right. The handoff to Baylor Smith. They get across the 50, inside the 50, I should say, down to about the 47. Going to be close to a first down, but not quite. Going to bring up a fourth down play for the Knights. Big play for the Blue Devils. There's the line scrimmage in a hurry. Shotgun formation, Bobby Metzger, fourth and one. They stand up to get a new play from Coach Brian May. They're going to call timeout. Coach May wants a timeout. He'll talk about this. They need 1 yard. Ball spotted at the 46 and a half. Find a gain at 45 and a half. 2:08 left. Timeout Central Catholic. 21-7. Knights in front. Knights had all their scoring happen in the first half. Blue Devils just kicked off to the Knights. Knights on a drive right now. Blue Devils just kicked off in the touchdown for Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover just hoping to pick up necessary yardage to move the chains. And he showed his running ability. About like a Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills. So they're working right here. Timeout, adjourn. Knights going to jog back out to their offensive set. Blue Devils going to utilize every second of the timeout, even though Central Catholic called it. It's all fair. And the Blue Devils jogging out, going to play defense. A big play in this ball game right here. It's 9:03 p.m. Shotgun formation, slot left, slot right. From the right hash, here comes deep motion. As Jackson King, the handoff to get a first down, he might be gone. It's going to be Baylor Smith. He's going to motor. Baylor Smith going to cross the goal line from 47 yards out. Baylor Smith, touchdown. They needed one. They got 47. It's a 27-7 contest. They're going to line up to try the extra point. Owen Munn going to set the block down. Extra point once again. It's going to be Thomas Henry, sophomore kicker. The soccer style, 2.5-yard approach. There's the spot. There's the kick. It's good. Right through the upright. Not quite as tall as the goalpost. There's the upright, I should say. But you don't rate them. You only count them. So 28-7, Central Catholic answers to Tipton's touchdown and extra point. So the Knights going to kick off to Tipton. And we'll mention happening around the league. I should say the Hoosier Conference game night tonight. Week 5, August 16th. Central Catholic right here with Tipton. Both teams currently 2-2 on the season. Northwestern at 1-3. They're at Lewis Cass tonight. Lewis Cass, a good ball team. They're 4-0. Twin Lakes, they're 1-3. They are at Benton Central tonight. Benton Central 2-2. West Lafayette at 4-0. They travel to Rensselaer, not too far. Rensselaer, they're 3-1. Western Panthers, they're 1-3. They are at Hamilton Heights tonight, 3-1. So the short whistle comes in. Blue Devils going to set up for their return. 2 minutes straight up on the scoreboard, third quarter. Listen to a little bit of Leonard Skinner to take that off the turntable. There's the whistle. Here comes approach. It's going to be a short kick. Short kick going to bounce. It's going to go out of bounds. So, Central Catholic kicks it out of bounds. Three options for the Blue Devils. They're not going to take the ball where it went out of bounds. They're not going to back him up 5 and kick it again. They're going to take it 25 yards from where the kick took place. The Blue Devils will put it in play at their own 35-yard line. The Blue Devils back on the field. Central Catholic on defense. The spot at the 35, they'll put it in the middle of the field. First and 10, Blue Devils. Still 2 minutes left. Ball went out of bounds. Nobody touched it. Clock will not start. It didn't. So slot right, slot left. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Eli Carter in the back. Here comes near motion. And Zane Goodrich dropped the snap. Snap happened about the same time Zane Goodrich was behind the center in near motion. And Vince Hoover dropped it, but picked it back up, made the throw right side to Zane Goodrich, incomplete. So no gain. They'll stop the clock at 1:53. It's going to be second down and 10. Ball spotted back at the 35-yard line. Vince Hoover in the huddle calling the play. 28-7, Central Catholic in front. They just traded touchdowns. They're late in the third quarter. Second 10, shotgun. Trips to the right, split out wide left is Goodrich. They'll hand off to Eli Carter. It was a plugged-up play, and Eli Carter is to the races right now. He may find the end zone, and he will. Eli Carter, 65-yard run. It's going to be Eli Carter's second longest run on the season. Ex-Twin Lakes, I believe he had an 88-yard run. Eli Carter, he's a little bit tuckered out. He gets some high fives, some low fives. He's going to get some water. Senior athlete. He's been running for different 2-3 years now. Kicked up and through. Dakota Ferg, another successful point after touchdown kick and another good hold from Oliver Conaway, number 12. So they trade touchdowns in a hurry on that one. Second play from scrimmage. Eli Carter, 65 yards out. 1:38 left. A 22-second scoring drive for Tipton. 28-14. Blue Devils trail by 2 touchdowns, 2 extra points. Pretty interesting ball game here tonight. Both teams at mission 2-2 on the season. The halfway point, almost, for the regular season. 10th game will be the first game of the sectional. So there's a short whistle. Officials are ready for football. Football in the hand of the referee. He'll hand it to Dakota Ferg. And Dakota Ferg going to elect to kick it from the left hash again. Sets the block in. The T, I should say. He'll back up to kick. Dakota Ferg is junior. It's like a 6.5-yard approach. There's the approach. There's the boot. It's going to be a squib kick. He picked up at the 24-yard line on the return. Right here, going to be stopped. Robert Cook 16 was 6 foot 184 on the return. They stopped him near the 30-yard line.
Right around the 30-yard line.
He's going to play defense, switch footballs. Central Catholic will get their own football in there. The 30-yard line, the right hash. Central Catholic on offense. They'll line up as a shotgun once again. Baylor Smith in the backfield. Slot left. Short side of the field, another slot. Get a snap, he'll hand off to Baylor Smith. He'll carry that ball on the left arm, left side of the field. To get out beyond the 40, to about the 42-and-a-half-yard line. Baylor Smith will move the chains. So they'll roll the clock, 1:25. Chains are set. From the 42-yard line, ball's in the middle of the field. 52 in the third yards wide, I believe. 17.5 yards. 17.3 yards for between the hashes. Shotgun formation, Baylor Smith in the backfield. Left of quarterback, Metzger. Still hand off to Smith again. He'll go right side, still up. He's tackled there at the 50-yard line.
Runs it for an 8-yard
gain. In on the tackle, Eli Carver. Ball's nosed up to the 50 at the right hash. Second down. Give me second and 2. Clock moving, 35 seconds. Play clock is at 17. Central Catholic Knights going to split out left side. We have a slot left, slot right from the right hash. Bobby Metzger calling the signals from shotgun. Deep motion, Jackson Kane. They'll hand off to Taylor Smith. They'll have a first down. He's in Blue Devil territory. Here's a 41-yard line. Clock is going to stop momentarily at 12.8. They'll roll it now. And then the third quarter is going to empty out in about 7 seconds. Not going to run another play. Going to be a shoe tie out there on the logo. Baylor Smith reties the shoe. It's going to be a 2-minute timeout at the end of three quarters. Central Catholic, 28. Tipton, 14. So a good ball game happening here tonight. Knew it would be. We'll mention that's a new slogan for the IHSAA. Say what, if you haven't gone to IHSAA.org for a little while, check that out. They have a new website. It's much simpler. It's much easier to find where you want to go. And then click on the place you want to go, and it'll take you right to it. It's much simpler than the old website that they had. But anyway, their new slogan is keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. I don't disagree with that. We'll talk about the national rankings in high school football at the next break. There's a short whistle getting ready to play the fourth quarter. They've inverted the field. Knights are now going away from the scoreboard. They're going north to south. Blue Devils going to defend the south, go to the north towards the scoreboard. Shotgun formation. Metzger, single man in the backfield is Smith. Slot right, slot left, Smith. Going to take the handoff to him. Metzger's going to run it. They go right side. He'll break contain. Not much. Cole Hussey in on the tackle to get it just inside the 35-yard line. He's going to pick up 6 yards on his first down play. So they'll spot it there just inside the 35. 11:35 on the game clock. Clock is moving. Play clock at 19. Just getting the play. They're going to go up to the line of scrimmage. From the right hash, they'll go slot right. Jackson Kane in the slot. Evan Dehart slot left. Deep motion for Kane. They'll take the handoff. They'll pass down the flat to Kane, the motion man, the deep motion man. He'll dive it forward. He'll get to the 25-yard line. He wanted more, but he got tripped up. Tripped up right there, and the ball's going to be spotted at the 26-yard line. Chains will move. First down yardage. They'll line up again in the shotgun. Baylon Smith in the backfield. Split left. Get a double slot right side from the right hash. They'll run the jet sweep. Evan Dienhart's going to be tripped up. He'll go back the other direction. And Sam Klein gets credit for the tackle. It's going to be a loss on the play for Evan. So they'll back it up to a second down play. Second and about 15. They spot the ball at the 32-yard line of Shipton. Shotgun, Baylor Smith in the backfield. To his left. Slot left, short side of field, slot right. Dropping the throw. We're going to let one go towards the goal line. Tipped right there, nearly intercepted by Eli Carter. The intended target looked like it was going to be Jackson Kane. It was high point in the ball. And Eli, I should say Carver. I think it was Eli Carver went up and got that. One of the two, I'm sure it was an Eli. The ball's respotted out near the 32-yard line, shifting territory. Third down, 15. Metzger goes to the sideline, picks up this play, short side of field. Their side of the sideline, across the way. Double slot, right side. Third and 15. Metzger calling the signal. Going to drop the throw out of the shotgun. Screen play again to Evan Dienhart. Dienhart's going to have first down, maybe more. They're running into the end zone by the goal line at the left pylon. So screenplay goes for the house, and Central Catholic puts it in from the 32-yard line on a screen pass. A screen pass, I think he's seen it twice, and success on both of them. So they'll spot it right there at the 10-yard line. They'll start a point after. Again, Owen Munn will hold for Thomas Henry. Thomas Henry. He's 4 for 4. They're going to try to make it 5 for 5 on the evening. Snap's good. Hold's good. Kick is good. Thomas Henry. Good on 5 extra points. The 35-14 ball game. Coach Brian May greeting his players as they come off the field. 10:23 left. They're in the fourth quarter. And we'll mention national rankings. National rankings here in the United States. They're the top 10 this week. These were updated on Monday the 12th, 2022. At number one is St. John Bosco. They're out of California. They're 3-0. Number two is Modern Day. They're out of California. They're 4-0. Number three is St. Francis Academy. They're from Maryland. They're 2-0. Number four is Central High School. That's in Florida. 2-0. Number five is St. Thomas Aquinas. They're out of Florida. 3-0. Number six is Buford. Georgia is where they're from. 3-0. Number seven is Bishop Gorman. They're out of Nevada. They're 3-1. Number eight is Chandler. They're from Arizona. 2-0. Number nine is North Shore High School. They're in Texas. 3-0. And number 10 is Chaminade Madonna. They're out of Florida, 3-0. There's the boot, end under end. They go out of bounds. It did. It went airborne out of bounds. So they'll bring it back, and they'll probably put it at the 35-yard line. Little difficulty right there. Ryan Schumer, successful on the evening. He's put a couple out of bounds. So what, that guy's a left-handed batter this season. He hit 2 home runs in 1 game. He got a pretty good stroke from that left-handed batter's box. We're going to put the ball in play at the 35-yard line, middle of the field. Blue Devils on offense. 10:23 left here in the fourth quarter. 34-14, Central Catholic in front. Shotgun formation. Vince Hoover trips to the right. Split out wide left is Goodrich. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. High snap. Eli Carter will block. They'll go left side. About the 5 hole. They get a positive gain. They'll pick up maybe 3. They'll call it a gain of 2. Vince Hoover, the ball carrier. previous time, Vince Hoover carried the ball. He went the distance. I think 43 yards out. So they'll put it back in play right there at the 37-yard line. Second down. They're calling it 8 on the board. Just inside the left hash. Trips to the right. Split in, out left side. Calling the case from the shotgun. They'll hand off. Eli Carter makes a good cut move right there. Picked up a little extra yardage. Eli Carter puts that foot in the ground. Moves left to right. And he'll pick up about 4, maybe 5. It's going to be third down, 2. Big third down play for the Blue Devils. Clock moving, 9:20 left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils need to pick up this first down. I'm almost guessing Vince Hoover might get his number called. We'll see. Trips to the right, split out left is Goodrich. Takes the snap. He'll follow the blocker, Eli Carter. He'll pick up the first down. Vince Hoover, he's in the central cap and territory. They're getting to the 40-yard line. Vince Hoover picks up 17. He needed 2. Ball spotted at the 40-yard line from the left hash. Change move. Blue Devils playing good football here in the second half. See the line of scrimmage? Trips to the left. That's the short side of the field. Split out wide right is Goodrich. Shotgun formation. Eli Carter in the backfield. He'll hand off Cardinal. He'll fake it. Vince Hoover will keep the football. He'll go right side about the 4 hole. He'll pick up 7. He'll pick up 7 on the carry. He's going to bring up a second down and 3. I do believe we'll double check here. They're calling it 5. Maybe it's 5. Maybe 6. Giving the gain of 6. Balls across inside the 35 to about the 34 and a half. Second down, 4. Blue Devils see the line of scrimmage. Stacks receivers left and right. Shotgun quarterback Vince Hoover. Eli Carter in the backfield to his left. Pass play, flat left side. Dane Goodrich wanted to run prior to securing the football. Got to look that ball in. Run after the catch. He knows it. He's a good man. He knows what he's doing. He's offense defense. He's a big commodity here for the Blue Devils football team. So ball goes incomplete. It's going to be third down. Third down, about 4.5 yards needed. Ball's at the 34-yard line. Line to gain is the 30. Shotgun formation, trips to the right, split out wide left. They'll take the handoff. Vince Hoover going to take the ball himself. He's going to pick up maybe 1. He's going to get stopped. He's going to be about 3.5 yards short of a first down. Going to bring up a fourth down play. They'll respot it right there at the 34-yard line. Ball's in the middle of the field. Play told from a distance right there. Vince Hoover in the huddle. Fourth and 4. Definitely going to go for it. Ball's at the 34-yard line of Central Catholic. Slot left, slot right. Shotgun formation, Eli Carter through his right. Motion goes away, Conaway. Pass play, caught. Fidel makes a good catch. Gets some good yardage after the catch. The catch was good for the first down. The run was good for extra yardage. Landon Fidel. Fidel picks up the first down and more. I'm going to take the spot the ball at the 11-yard line. They'll go from the left hash. Spidell, a little bit of a grimace. He's a little bit of gimpy right there. He's in the on the line of scrimmage. He's split in. He takes the snap. 5 yards deep. He'll go forward. And Vince Hoover has his second touchdown in the ball game. Vince Hoover from 11 yards out. Vince Hoover picking up some yardage on the ground here against Central Catholic. 35-20. 6:48 on the game clock. Four and a half was set down on the way. Dakota Ferg going to boot it through. Oliver Conaway going to hold it. There's the boot. Inside the right upright. It's good. 35-21. 6:48 left here in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils making a game out of a 21-0 halftime deficit. 21-14 here in the second half. Blue Devils in front in the second half. But this is a four-quarter game. So working right there. Blue Devils huddled up inside their numbers for the kickoff team. Central Catholic just the opposite. Opposite numbers, talking about the return game. 6:48 on the game clock. Blue Devils getting ready to kick off. And the Blue Devils in the night. They get together, they have good football between them. So she's going to spot it up right there and tee it up again. The left hash, Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg is strong leg. He's a soccer player. He plays soccer for the Blue Devils. He kicks off. Here comes the kick. He gets quick kick. He was taken by the third row. On the return across the 40, across the 45 to the 47, credit the return, A.J. Delgado. He wears number 15, A.J. Delgado. He's a sophomore, 6'1", 164. He's listed as a wide receiver and a linebacker. Delgado takes it out to the 47. After the swift kick. And probably by design, two swift kicks in a row. Coaching staff of the Blue Devils asking him to do so. Shotgun formation, deep motion is Evan Dehart. You're going to hand off to Baylor Smith. He'll break contain left side, seven hole. They'll move the stick over there. Everything's safe. So what a friend of mine told me that Bubba Smith, in a preseason football game, this is back in the day, the stick keepers didn't drop the stick. And Bubba Smith ran into it, broke his arm. He was out for quite some time, and that was a preseason game. I wouldn't want to make Bubba Smith mad. Shotgun formation, short side of field. Here comes deep motion by Deanhart. Pass play in the flat, right side to Deanhart. He's going to trip up. Flag's going to come in. Flag comes in. Deanhart tripped up. Might have been the turf monster tripped him up. They'll get to about the 36.5, and they throw a flag. It's going to be a whistle against Central Catholic. It's going to be a holding penalty on the night. So they'll mark it off 10 yards from where the flag lay. They'll back it up to the 46-yard line. They're still in Tipton territory. There's the left hash. Excuse me, the right hash for Central Catholic. They're going from our left to our right. 6:22 on the game clock. Clock is moving. Play clock at 15. Line of scrimmage, short side of field. Slot right, slot left. Baylor Smith in the backfield. Metzger gets the snap. He'll take it himself. Fakes it to Smith. He'll dive it across the 45, inside the 45 to about the 44-yard line. Spotted at the 44. And inadvertently right there, Clayton Henderson kicks the ball. He was in front of it. He was backing up. The officials responded. So it's going to be bringing up a second down, 12, from the 44-yard line for Central Catholic. They'll go trips to the left, slot right, empty backfield. Bobby Nestor, sophomore quarterback. Here comes near motion. Baylor Smith, jump pass across the middle. They get the Jackson Kane. They get tackled from behind. Good tackle right there. Vince Hoover moved over from the left defensive end, made the tackle. That's pass play complete to Jackson King. Jackson King didn't run very much further. Plays made by Vancouver. Third down, 11. Slot right, slot left. Single man in the backfield is Baylor Smith. Shotgun, taking the snap. He was throwing down deep. Looking deep for the receiver. Owen Munn laid out for it, put a fingertip on it, but couldn't bring it in at the 5-yard line. And Sutter Griffin gives him a low five on the way back. So the punting unit comes on for Central Catholic. 4:54 left in the ballgame. Middle of the field, spotted at the 44 once again. He's going to take that. 15-yard snap. Last time the snap short hopped the punter. It wasn't good. That's a better one. Not around the chest area. Nearly a blocked punt. I think it was Chase Higgins there. Ball's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to spot it at the 29-yard line. 29-yard line. Blue Devils were in the backfield. Nearly got the punt. That was 15 yards deep. He took the snap. As mentioned, that's a college or an NFL distance for snap. I think 8-yard snaps taken at the varsity level. That's kind of embarrassing. So Blue Devils take over. Clock stopped at 4:52. Shotgun formation, Eli Carter in the backfield, trips to the right, split out short side of the field is Zane Goodrich. They'll hand it up to Gus, Eli Carter. Running play, Blue Devils are down by 14. Clock moving, 4:38. Ball spotted at the 29, it's still at the 29, it's going to be second and 10. From the left hash, Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Trips to the left, to the right. It's Mahaney, Landon Spidell. Carver takes the snap. Vince Hoover runs it himself. They get a positive gain. You pick up about 3, maybe 4. It's going to bring up a third down. 4:04 left in the fourth quarter. 33-yard line, ball just inside the left hash marks. They'll go slot left. In the slot is Goodrich. Split in left side is Landon Spidell. Mahaney in the slot, right side. Carver split way out. Motion away, Zane Goodrich. Pass play, they're going to float one down the sideline. Caught across midfield. Landon Spidell comes up with the catch. Credit to defense number 18, Nick Page. He's a junior, 6'1", 193. Spidell with another good catch. Spidell, a little bit gimpy, but he sure wants to play. You know he does. He's had 2 key receptions in this second half. Shotgun formation. He'll take the ball himself, Vancouver. He gets blocking out in front with Eli Carter. They'll get inside the 40 to about the 38-yard line. Chase Higgins took a pretty good shot there to his forearm. They're going to check on him. They're going to call a timeout for him. They're going to let him step out. He's got to set out for at least one play. They whistled for him, stopped the clock for him. 3:04 on the game clock, they're going to restart it. Right here, they'll stop it. Start the clock, 3:03. 22 seconds on the play clock. Ball's at the 38-yard line, Central Catholic territory, 35-21. Blue Devils trying to pull to within 7, possibly 6. So we're going to left side. Eli Carter, he's got a space to run. His spin move. To get down to the 26-yard line, they'll pick up another first down. They'll move the chains. Ball spotted at the left hash, 26-yard line. 2:36 left. Timeout called. Timeout called right here. It's a 2:36 mark. Central Catholic wants to talk about their defense. Central Catholic giving up some chunk plays right here. Coach Brian May wants to try to stop that. He calls timeout to talk to his defensive unit. So, good game happening right here. Homecoming for the Tipton Blue Devils. Pretty good way to go. A lot of fun. Connor Maverick, right? Maverick. Anyway, Brett, the king is Mr. Maverick. Maverick Conaway. There we go. Basketball player. Maverick Conaway came in for basketball. He's put up a pretty good defense, and he can nail the three ball. Maverick Conaway is the king of tonight's ball game. I don't remember the girl that I'm on. Sorry. So here we go. 2:36 left from the left hash. Slot left, slot right. In the back of Eli Carter. Shotgun snap. Calling the cadence is Vince Hoover. Going to get motion away. Good, Rich. You're going to pass one down the seam. Going to be intercepted at the two. Going to work the other way. Trying to get some counter to Mahaney. A good return from the one, maybe the two. He'll bring it back to the 40-yard line. So they'll pick the ball off. Hudson Gutwein with the interception for the Knights. They'll take it across midfield. And the Knights going to have good field position at the Blue Devil 40-yard line. So he'll return it 59 yards. Not a whole lot of traveling folks from Central Catholic, but they're making a lot of noise right now for Hudson Gutwein. Shotgun formation. New quarterback in the game, that's Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, senior athlete. They'll hand off to Baylor Smith. Smith inside the 30. To get to about the 28-yard line. Withrow back in the ballgame for Tipton. Jogging off the field for the Blue Devils, 67, William Wolford. Freshman, 5'10", 167. Ball spotted at the 28 of Tipton. Ball's in the middle of the field. 1:52, clock moving, fourth quarter, Central Catholic 35, Tipton 21. Shotgun snap, they're going to hand off. Get to Baylor Smith, he'll work at left side. He's going to be tripped up, tackled from behind, a nice tackle. Blue Devils, that was Henderson. Credit that tackle for Clayton Henderson. He's a senior, 6 foot, 182. Going to bring up a second down play. They're throwing second and four. Ben Mazur looking for the signals from Coach Brian May. Ben Mazur, he's the winning pitcher at Victory Field for the Knights. 7 innings, allowed 5 hits. Only gave up 1 run. State title, Class 1A. They're hand off. Baylor Smith. Go across the middle. He'll veer it right side about the four hole. He'll get inside the 20-yard line. And on the stop right there, again, it was Clayton Henderson. Ball spotted at the 19-yard line. Clock moving, 41 seconds left. Central Catholic not really interested in putting it across the goal line. 34 seconds left. Play clock is at 16. They're going to line up into Tony Dungy, victory formation. Under center, Ben Mazur. They'll step back a yard and take a knee. They'll take the kneel down, 18 seconds left. Clock is going to empty out. 35-21. Central Catholic going to capture the win here at Tipton High School. They're going to walk across the field. Clock is emptied out right now. There's the whistle.
Amen.
They're already on their way to shake hands. We do thank you for 2 years. We thank Coach Brian May for pregame words. We appreciate that. We always appreciate Coach Aaron Toll's pregame words to say why he's a good guy. He speaks the truth. And we thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. It's very nice, very needed. And I'll mention, we're also thankful for Ashley Robinson. Ashley Robinson, she helped us with the NFL pick, the tail end of halftime. And we'll mention both teams going to be in action next week. Central Catholic Knights will be home with the Rensselaer Central Bombers. That'll be an 8 o'clock start. And we'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils will be on the road next week. They'll be at Northwestern. That'll be a 7 o'clock start at Northwestern. And we hope you'll tune in about 6:30 and listen to the coaches talk and listen to a pregame. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.